This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Room Front Playhouse presents Hate Mail. When Preston writes a furious letter to a store demanding a refund for a broken snow globe, he gets assistant manager Dahlia fired and becomes entangled in some pen and ink warfare. In the hilarious comedy by Bill Corbett and Kira Avileski, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse in downtown. Tickets are available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store running. Hate Mail, September 15th through October 1st at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing pro arts businesses.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Quikrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy fall home improvement season, everybody. If you've got a project on your to-do list, you can start that project right now when you reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. You know, now is a really good time of year to think about organizing your garage so you can get all that off-season storage back in place. So on today's show, we're going to have tips to make that project go fast and easy.
And whether your old furnace is shot or you want a more efficient upgrade, a new furnace should never be an impulse buy. But too many times, that's exactly what does happen, especially if your furnace gives out in the middle of winter.
Yeah, or the middle of a home inspection. You know, when I was a home inspector, I used to find furnaces.
Has that really happened?
Yes. I used to find furnaces that had to be replaced immediately because they were dangerous, like cracked heat exchangers that could leak combustion gas back into the house. And I swear, I found them like at the start of a home inspection. And by the end of the inspection, 2 or 3 hours later, the new furnace is getting wheeled in the door. And I'm like, I bet you didn't think that was going to happen today. But, you know, if it's the middle of winter, you got to do it.
That's bananas.
Yeah. Well, better safe than sorry, right?
Yeah. All right. So we're going to share some tips, you guys, to help you make a smart choice when it does come time to replace that furnace.
And we're going to talk about ceramic tiles. They are durable and easy to care for. But what happens if one tile breaks and you can't find a replacement? Well, we've got some tricks of the trade for fast fix-ups for tile projects to help you out of that conundrum.
All right, but first we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for all those projects, big and small. So let us know what you are tackling this fall season so we can lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask for the fastest possible response. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Bella from Bristol, Virginia is joining us here at the Money Pit. What's going on at your house?
We stained our deck with a solid stain a year ago, and not long into the year, the stain started coming up or chipping. So is there a reason for that, and how can you prevent that?
That's too bad. You know, was this deck new when you did this?
No. Mm-mm. No, it's about 20 years old.
Normally, the reason that happens is because the deck was too wet when the stain was put down. If it was damp and not fully dried out, and, you know, staining decks is tricky because you really got to work with the weather, right? I mean, it can't be too hot because then the stain actually dries too quick. But if it's damp, and even sometimes like the fall and the spring, you know, it's hard to get that right time. You've got to have a good full day or two of sunshine for it to be right to take that. So at this point, what I would do, unless it's really coming off in sheets, is what I would do is I would occasionally, you know, every 2, maybe 3 months, is I would scrape off the loose spots and then just touch it up and kind of just nurse it along that way. Because unfortunately, the only real solution here is to strip it all off, and that's just a big project. And if it's not coming off in big sheets, I would try to nurse it along.
Yeah, it's not coming off in sheets.
We do get those calls as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Sorry we didn't have better news for you, but that's the best thing to do right now.
Ryan in California is on the line with all that buzzing. He's got some bees at his place. What's going on?
I'm having a really bad problem with meat bees or yellow jackets with my cat food. I can't put my cat food out. I have traps all over the yard everywhere, which they're filling up very fast, but I need some help with these bees. What can you do for me?
There's a type of trap that's made by the company. It's called Rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E, and it's called a trap stick. And I like these. I've used them. They're like plastic baskets that are brightly yellow, and they have a sort of tube inside of them that's covered with adhesive. And they last a year, and the wasp will crawl into this basket and get stuck there. So these traps have to depopulate a little bit. There's not going to be an easy way for you to completely eliminate bees in the cat food. However, I do have one suggestion, and I've used this to try to, and I'm working in an area that has a lot of mosquitoes or biting flies. I'm not going to get rid of the mosquitoes. I'm not going to get rid of the biting flies. And sure, I could put on DEET and that sort of thing. But you know what's really effective? A fan. Because if you put a little wind through that area, the bees can't fly there. They can't land. And that actually keeps them away. So you might want to think about that. If you've got a little, you know, oscillating table fan that you can set up for the kitty when the kitty is eating outside, that will definitely keep the bees away from the cat food.
Well, that's pretty smart. Good call. This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. With Angie, it's never been easier to connect with skilled local professionals to get all your home projects done well. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, garages are unique places to get organized because they are the one spot in your house where tools, toys, and toxins like pesticides get stored side by side. We'll share some tips for better organization and improved safety when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. With Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. 1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects. The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this fall season? You got a list of projects or maybe just one that you want to tackle that you've been dreaming of for a long time? Well, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. We've got Marcy on the line who's looking to sell her house and needs some help deciding what projects will benefit it. How can we help you, Marcy?
I have a house that I have to sell. And the drywall in the ceiling of the garage needs to be replaced. Do you think that I should do that prior to putting it on the market? Is it that important?
You know, Marcy, when you have a project like that, and you mentioned the garage and the ceiling needing to be replaced, and you know about it, you know it has to be done, or maybe you think personally it has to be done, that may not be the priority for the potential home buyer. So I think I might ask your real estate agent when you list the house whether or not it's a project that you think you should do. Because the thing is, what I've found after being a home inspector for 20 years is that, you know, I've seen homeowners do the things that they think need to be done and miss huge things that really need to be done, but they didn't know it. So I don't know that I would run out and change that. The only reason, first of all, garages are typically sold unfinished, right? So you don't have to worry if it doesn't look pretty. Secondly, the only reason to really have a garage ceiling is because it's part of the fire break between the garage and the rest of the house that's separated by a fire wall, essentially. So that's why garages are usually, the drywall is usually 5/8 of an inch thick, and it's a fire-rated drywall board. It's much heavier and denser than regular half-inch drywall that's used for interior walls. If it's missing, and it might be a code issue, if there's a code requirement that you must pass when you sell a house. But, again, I don't think something like that I would run out and do necessarily unless I got some more information that it was ultimately going to be required, or maybe you had a real estate professional say it was a good idea. So I'd hold off for now.
All right, time to talk foundations with Randy from Missouri. What's going on at your Money Pit?
A few months ago, I had my foundation jacked up from underneath, and they did a good job in my opinion. What they recommended me doing is sealing the entire foundation and even sealing the vents. And my vents were the biggest question. They want to seal off all my vents.
So, look, first of all, I hope that these guys were engineers and not just people that are in the foundation repair business, because there's a lot of guys out there that are, you know, they're just foundation repair people and they don't know as much as engineers. And, frankly, in my opinion, a lot of them shouldn't be doing the repairs they're doing. But aside from that issue, your question is really about the moisture. And sure, a crawl space is going to have dampness, and a basement's going to have dampness to it. What they're talking about is to seal the entire foundation and vents from the inside. That's an approach. I don't know if it's necessary for you. If you want to reduce the moisture that's down there, there's some very basic things that you can do that will accomplish that. First of all, you would put down, and this is a dirt foundation, a dirt floor?
A dirt floor, yes.
Okay, so what you're going to want to do is put down a plastic vapor barrier and as few seams as possible, basically cover the entire floor with plastic sheeting that you'd buy at a home center. And buy the thick stuff because it's easier to work with and just overlap it. And then once you've done that, the vents should be open except for, say, November through January on the foundation. And then what you want to do is reduce the amount of moisture that gets down there in the first place. And for that, you're going to go outside and look up at your roof line and your gutters. They've got to be clean. They've got to be free-flowing. If you can get out there in a really nasty rainstorm and see what's happening with water that's getting into those gutters,
you want to see all of it coming out those downspouts and not overflowing in any way, shape, or form. If we know the gutters are working really well, then we look at the downspouts, because typically most downspouts are discharging within a foot or two of the foundation. If you've got crawl space moisture, you want to get those out 4, 5, 6 feet. So you get some leader material at the home center, attach it to the end of those downspouts, do a good job, screw the sections together, and then that water will discharge away from the foundation and not find its way back into that crawl space area. And lastly, take a look at your grading. If the soil around the house is flat or if it's retaining water, because sometimes we do things like have like landscape borders and things like that that tend to trap water against the foundation. The goal here, Randy, is to move the water away from the foundation through all the methods that we suggested. And it's as simple as that. If you do that, that will do a lot to reduce the humidity and the moisture in that crawl space. If you want to do one more thing, you could put in a crawl space dehumidifier. I got one down in my crawl space. It's made by Santa Fe. It's not the kind that sits on the floor with the bucket that has to be emptied. It basically hangs off like a sort of an ingenious suspension system that they design with their systems, and it hangs from the underside of the floor joist, actually. So when it comes on, the vibration doesn't bother you or anything and does a good job, and then that just pumps right outside. So those are the sorts of things I would do rather than seal the entire foundation at this point.
Okay, thank you now.
Well, fall has just begun, and it's the perfect time to organize your garage. So the first step is to take stock of what you have in there and what you'll be storing away for those cooler months. Now, do you have bicycles taking up space? Or is there some off-season sports equipment? What about those beach folding chairs or maybe the lakeside stuff that you bring around? The best way to store these items is up. So you need to look into some suspended shelving that's going to keep those off-season items just out of the way and free up all of that valuable floor space, or you can consider hanging these items from hooks on the wall.
Now, if you've got kids, it's also a good time to go through all the gear to see what you can toss and donate. Are those inline skates in bad shape or no longer fitting your kids? What about helmets? What about other protective gear? Get rid of what you no longer use.
Yeah, in our town, we always have like a sports equipment exchange, and everybody's like, who needs a cleat, size blah, I got this.
That makes so much sense. That's awesome.
So great to share everything around. Now, next, you've got to decide where you want to store any lawn and garden equipment that you might be keeping in that garage. It's a good time to get those garden tools cleaned, organized, and up on a pegboard. And you want to keep rakes and other fall tools handy. And I hate to say it, guys, but it's a good time to get those snow shovels and snow blowers kind of at the ready to use, because it's going to come sooner than you think.
My snow blower's been ready to use since last year when I bought it. But we didn't have any snow.
And never used it.
Hoping to break it in this year. Well, lastly, you want to make sure any hazardous materials like de-icers, gasoline, oil, or lawn garden chemicals are stored safely or even better in a separate location, like, say, a shed. It's a good time to get all those organizational projects done right now. The seasons are shifting, so why not spend your first fall weekend getting ready for what is to come?
Now we've got Rochelle on the line who's got a question about gutters. What's going on?
I need to have work done on my fascia board and replace 1x6 wrap with the facial material, remove the old gutter, and put the new gutter on. The contractor is charging me, wants to charge me $1,300, and that would include the parts and the labor. I really would appreciate getting your opinion.
So, Rochelle, it's really hard to say if that's the right price, because it's not just the price we need. It's the length. It's the complexity. Are we talking about a ranch here? Are we talking about a two-story roof? You know, the more difficult the job, the harder it is to do. In terms of range, you're talking about removing and replacing fascia and replacing the gutter. So, you know, it's a chunk of work. I mean, $1,300 to me doesn't sound terrible for the job.
Unless again, it's like really, 10 feet.
Yeah, exactly. Unless it's like 10 feet, like one little piece. But I mean, a good source of this is something that's called the true cost report or the true cost guide. And it's done by the Home Advisor Company, which is now powered by Angie. But if you search cost to replace fascia or cost to add gutters and just type true cost guide with that, you'll find the guide. And it's a really detailed analysis of the cost and how it changes. But basically, if you were doing this with, say, aluminum, let's say you're putting wood and then aluminum on top, aluminum gutters over that, you know, the price on that is probably between $10 and $20 a foot. And that doesn't include the gutter, which will add another few dollars a foot. So my gut says it's probably not a bad price, but again, I can't tell you unless I know more about the details of the project.
John in Washington's on the line has a question about painting siding. Tell us about it.
I recently had a real estate agent come by to talk about selling my house, and they pointed out that I had a siding called LP siding, Louisiana Pacific siding, self-sealing supposedly from the 1990s. And it was like a big red flag, I guess, that people didn't put any moisture barrier behind it, and it was supposed to be self-sealing when it overlapped. And I was wondering if you guys had heard about it. There was a big recall on it.
Yeah, the LP siding was famous for its deterioration. It's a composite type of a siding product, and I think it was okay if it was installed perfectly, but the problem is that if you over-nail it and pierce the outside surface, it swells up, and it starts to let the water in, and it will start to deteriorate, and it does need paint. I used to joke years ago when this was going on that it was okay as long as you painted it every day before you go to work.
That's a lot of work.
Because it does really swell. And so I think your realtor is correct. It's going to be a red flag. You're going to be dealing with this in the transaction. What I would tell you to do, John, is before you put your home on the market, I would get a professional home inspection done as a seller so that you can find out how the house is going to show in the eyes of a buyer's home inspector who will ultimately come in once you have a contract on the place. Because the Louisiana Pacific issue should be investigated and it should be disclosed. And by disclosing it, you're not going to have to dance around with, any reactions from the buyers now not wanting to buy your place or, wanting a big credit as a result. Get to the bottom of it, get to the facts, and get it from a professional. And this way, when buyers are looking at it, you can start the conversation with, yes, I know we have LP siding. There's been concerns about it. It has not leaked. We don't intend to replace it. And I just want to make it clear right now before you have an inspector come in and tell you that it needs to be replaced. We've been following it. Here's the information on it. And I'm kind of putting that on the table. So by identifying it early on, you're not going to have to negotiate it later. Because what ends up happening in situations like this is, you go down as low as you can on the price. Buyers paying as much as they can on the price, and then you find a major problem, the whole deal falls apart. So I'm trying to protect you from that happening.
That's good advice. Now, do I go ahead and should I paint it?
Sure.
It needs to be painted, right?
If it's not structurally deteriorated, that's why I say get a home inspector on there, take a look at it first,
yeah,
and find out about not only the siding, but look, you're going to pay one price for the inspector to come out, let him do the whole house.
Yeah, okay.
And find out what's going on, and this way you can either disclose it or repair it at your option, your leisure, instead of while a buyer is kind of looking over your shoulder at everything you do. You know what I mean?
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's good advice. I hadn't thought about that. I was in a hurry to get a painter in, but maybe I should...
Slow down a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Get the advice.
Yeah.
It won't take you long to schedule a home inspection, then you'll have a better idea of what you're doing. Go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. It's homeinspector.org. And you can find an ASHI certified home inspector there. That would be your best place to start.
Is that pretty expensive?
Probably $300 or $400.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay.
Worth it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Thank you. That's a good idea. I'm glad I called. Thank you.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, is a broken furnace ever worth repairing or is it better to replace it? We're going to have the answer when the Money Pit continues. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project could be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Of the day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first. Go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button and post your home improvement question.
Nancy in Pennsylvania is on the line and having a hot water issue. Tell us what's going on.
Well, my hot water takes so long to, or my water takes so long to get hot when I turn on the spigot, and washing the dishes by hand makes that, waste a lot of water that way.
Nancy, is this a new problem or has this always been the situation?
No, it's an old problem.
Yeah, and it has to do with the physical distance between the faucet and the water heater. The farther they are apart, the longer you have to wait for the water to heat up. Now, newer water heaters today, and especially the tankless water heaters, are very small. And so the way a lot of builders are addressing this is they're putting in multiple water heaters closer to the bathing or the washing areas of the house. So typically you'd have one for, you know, the kitchen and maybe the laundry area, and you'd have another one for bathrooms. Because these water heaters are so small and so efficient, they can, you know, literally squeeze into anything that's smaller than a closet. In your case, though, it's just a matter of the distance that the water has to travel. Unfortunately, in a house like this, though, I would say that it's unlikely you will save enough money in water costs to make the installation of an additional water heater worthwhile, Nancy.
But is there anything else I can do? Like, I have been told different times that insulating the pipes wouldn't help, or some people say it would.
Well, the only thing that insulating the pipes will do is it'll keep the water that's in the pipes once it gets there warmer longer. But again, it's a distance thing. You turn the faucet on, the water starts to move from the water heater where it's hot to the faucet, and it has to purge all of that cold water along the way. Once it purges, it'll stay hot, but it just takes a certain amount of time for that amount of water, that amount of volume of water, to move through the pipes. Does that make sense, Nancy?
Yeah, it does. So there's basically nothing I can do except different water.
Well, except moving a water heater closer to the unit. I mean, there are recirculators that, like, sort of take water and recirculate it back all the time. But again, that costs energy too, and that costs plumbing expense too. And I just don't think you're going to save enough to make it worthwhile. Nancy, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, of all the appliances in your home, a furnace is certainly one that's mission critical, especially if it goes out in the middle of the winter. But if that happens, is it ever worth repairing, or is it better to just replace it?
Well, it depends. Some parts of a furnace are easy to replace, but if the furnace is old or has got a very serious defect, like that crack in the heat exchanger we talked about earlier, replacement always has to be done.
All right, but what if your goal is to save energy? How do you determine when it makes sense to replace just to lower your heating costs? And what should you be looking for in that new model?
Well, it depends. Increased energy efficiency does make a compelling case for buying a newer furnace, but you're going to want to weigh all of the factors carefully. For example, how much you spent on the old furnace, the projected monthly savings on a new one, and the ongoing repair costs. Now, furnace efficiency is measured by a rating system that's called the annual fuel utilization efficiency. And the minimum standard for furnaces in the U.S. is 80%, with the top-performing furnaces measuring up to 97%, meaning only 3% of energy escapes through the flue. The higher the rating, the more money you save. One thing to look for, though, is the system with sealed combustion. This reduces the risk of carbon monoxide leaking into your home, and it adds efficiency. Of course, programmable thermostats also give the option of added efficiency. And if you choose to program heat to turn on when you're home and down when you're out or asleep, you can do that, especially with the smart home-style programmable thermostats that actually know where you are physically. I mean, you can program these things so that when you're within 10 miles of your house, the heat is at one level, and if you're a lot farther than that, then it's at a different level. So it sort of automatically saves you money no matter where you are.
All right, that's pretty smart. Now, when you're shopping for a furnace, should you also at that time reconsider the type of system that you have or the type of energy that it uses?
You know, that would be the time to make the change, but there needs to be a really good reason to do that. So, for example, in our case, we at one time were running an oil-fired boiler, and I knew that oil tank was getting older. And so when it was time, we decided to abandon the oil tank and then put a gas burner on the old furnace, which you can do a conversion. So we converted that to gas, and this is a long time ago, okay? I'm talking like 20, 25 years ago. But that was the time to change those fuels. And, you know, similarly,
we paid, you know, pretty high heating bills because we had an older system that wasn't super efficient. And about 2 years ago, I replaced that with a combi, which is a super efficient gas boiler, and those costs went down like dramatically. So you got to change with the times, but you really need to look at sort of the how long you're going to be in the house, or how long you're going to use that furnace, especially, you know, when it comes to those efficiency numbers, because the efficient furnaces are a lot more expensive than those that are sort of standard efficiency. And of course, sales folks always like to push them on you, but you need to consider, if you're going to be in that house a very short period of time, you're not going to make the money back. And also, are there rebates involved? Today, there's a lot of rebates. I mean, when we bought our combi boiler, we got a significant number of rebates, and I was actually surprised with how inexpensive it was to change the entire heating system to that type of boiler from the one that we have. And I'm using the terms boiler and furnace here interchangeably. Boilers are for those that have hot water, and furnaces are for those that heat with hot air. But efficiency is critical no matter what kind of system you're running.
Steve, you've got the Money Pit. Let's talk flooring. What's going on?
I have a 1975 RV that's got that green shag carpet, and I want to rip that out and put a hardwood floor in. And my question is that possible to put a laminate floor in an RV?
Steve, you can definitely rip out that old, nasty 1975 shag carpet and get yourself a nice, clean hardwood floor surface, but I wouldn't use hardwood for it. I would use engineered vinyl planks. These rigid planks look just like hardwood, but they wear so much better. And especially if this is an RV, it's going to be moving around, so you want something that's got a little flex to it. So I would just use that. I'd take out the old floor. You'll probably have a decent subfloor there if you have to make any repairs. Then go ahead and put the engineered planks on top of it. LL Flooring has a line called Core Lux. It is 100% waterproof, so you don't have to worry about spills. And it's really inexpensive, and it's totally a DIY project. So that would be my suggestion.
Happy fall, everybody. Welcome to the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. You can find skilled local pros easily with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you have a busted tile that needs to be replaced, the problem is usually not having those extra ones handy. We're going to share some tricks to make them magically reappear when the Money Pit continues.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Get ultimate storm protection by installing a quality metal roof. Exceptionally strong and resilient, metal roofs can withstand fires, hurricanes, ice, and snow. And new styles mimic tile and slate and clean easily with just soap and water. Replace old single-pane windows with new Energy Star certified windows from Pella and save hundreds a year in energy bills. Pella's innovative windows even include hidden screens that disappear when not in use. A well-insulated home lowers energy bills and increases comfort year-round. Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus from Owens Corning is made from natural ingredients, offering enhanced fire, moisture, and sound benefits. And instead of replacing your smoke alarm batteries, replace the alarm with First Alert's 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarms available at Lowe's. The 10-year sealed battery lasts the life of the alarm and means no low battery chirps. For more, follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Wagner Spray Tech is a top manufacturer of paint applicators with a wide array of products like their Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers.
These sprayers make it easy to transform big projects like exteriors, decks, or fences while outputting 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers. They're also easy to use and apply a high-quality finish you'll be proud of.
There are several Control Pro models to choose from. Visit WagnerSprayTech.com to find the right sprayer for your next project. That's WagnerSprayTech.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DAICH Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this fall season? Listen, I know it only just started, but I'm already trying to load you up with fall projects. Are you decorating? Are you painting? Are you doing the kitchen because you want to be ready for the holidays? Well, whatever it is, shoot us your home improvement questions because we're here to answer them. We can help you save money, time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
And you can also sign up for the Money Pit podcast. It's free. Comes out twice a week. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast.
John in Delaware is dealing with a spider problem. I can't even talk about it for fear they will jump into my house. What's going on?
I moved to the beach about 10 years ago. I'm 12 miles from the water, but I don't know whether that's part of the problem or not. But we have spiders inside the house all the time. They're always in the corners of the rooms. It's rare to come into any room and not have one. And it seems like as quickly as you get rid of them a week later, you have more in the same areas, and it is very annoying.
What do you do to get rid of them, John?
The only thing I do is I try to kill them and knock down their little web.
Good luck with that. That's not working out too well for you, I bet, huh?
No, it's not.
You're not going to win the war if that's your treatment approach. The thing about insects today is the best way to control them is through science. And if you look at a company like Orkin, you know, a company that's been around forever. These guys know exactly what insecticide to put down. They know how to put it down in the right amounts. And the products that they use today are very insect specific. It used to be that there was sort of a broad spectrum pesticide that was put down. Today, the pesticides are very, very specific for the problem. And if I was dealing with this in my house, I wouldn't be running around with my boot trying to kill them all. I would have the pesticide applied, the right amounts, right place, and be done with it. So I would recommend that you call Orkin and have that taken care of the right way. It's safer to do that than to buy over-the-counter pesticides, which you end up over-applying, which are far more dangerous in my view, and certainly a lot less frustrating than having to stomp them to death. Okay, so I would use a pesticide to control these spiders, and that's the best solution.
Okay, and you would not advise trying to do it on your own. You'd advise getting a company that's paying regularly to have them come back?
Yeah, you can't buy the products that a professional can buy. They're not available to the general public because they have to be applied just right. That's why it's a good idea to turn to a pro like Orkin. John, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, ceramic floors are durable and they're easy to care for, but from time to time, you might need to make repairs to that ceramic tile floor. Now, those repairs can vary from grouting repairs to replacing cracked tiles, and the problem with replacing tiles is often not having matching tiles handy, and we've got some magic tricks that can make them reappear.
Yeah, you know, this is something that happens a lot as you set out to do, for example, a bathroom model. It's not always with an old house either. Even a 10-year-old tile can sometimes be hard to find. So when replacing any tile, it's always best to use one that's left over from the original installation. And this way, you can be sure that the replacement tile is going to perfectly match the existing ones that you have now. But if you don't have any extra swirled away, bring the broken piece to a well-stocked tile store where you very well might be able to find one that's a very close substitute.
Yeah, and you know, you can also consider stealing one from under an area that's not as visible, like maybe if there's a tile inside a closet or under the fridge or dishwasher. And, you know, you got to remember, removing that old tile is tricky, but it's definitely possible. Another option is to have tiles made to order. You can have custom glazes. That's going to cost a little bit more, but you can have them made to match. Just make sure any replacement tiles meet the same standards for ceramic floor tiles that you've already got.
Now, but what if, despite all your best efforts, you simply can't find a replacement? Well, you could forget about trying to match the tile altogether and fill the spot with an accent tile. This would be a tile of a different color or texture or pattern. In that case, you might want to randomly replace a handful of tiles around the floor or the wall to make the fix blend in with the rest of the field. You know, when I was doing carpentry many, many years ago, I was working on building very expensive staircases that were custom for homes and things like that, circulars and monobeam stairs and things like that. It was very rare, but occasionally I made a serious mistake with a cut, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm handling like what was probably a $5,000 or $10,000 staircase back then, and I cut something short. I got so good at making those patches that nobody ever knew it wasn't supposed to look that way. That's kind of was the secret to a good craftsman. Sometimes we can repair things in a way that's better than it was before the defect was discovered or heard or happened. And that's kind of what we're talking about with tiles here. You know, you could add some tiles as a feature element, and you know, I guarantee you somebody's going to come in and say, I love what you did to your bathroom or where, whatever the room is, because they're going to love those features, and they never would know that they're there for a very strategic reason.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to connect you with the skilled pros that you need for all your home projects.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, repair to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, Andrew has a water heater that sounds like a thunderstorm every time it runs. We're going to help quiet things down when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility. It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Owning your own home brings so many qualities to life. It really has been in our culture from the start. A home is the place you raise your family. Maybe it's your dream home out on some distant property with lots of trees and a creek running through the backyard. Now, of course, buying a home is one of the largest investments we can make, which is why it is so important to have an experienced mortgage lender working for you. Since 1994, U.S. Lending in Redding has very much enjoyed helping families when buying or refinancing their homes.
In the past few years, there's been a lot of focus on interest rates and values. Interest rates will forever be changing. That's a constant for sure. But owning a home isn't about interest rates. It's about finding a home to live and enjoy your life in. If you're thinking about buying or refinancing a home and have questions, think of us, U.S. Lending Company.
Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the CRMLA, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1850.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Recently had a water heater installed. Ever since then, whenever you turn off the water, it sounds like thunder from the copper pipes vibrating in the basement. What is causing this?
Well, I suspect that the copper pipes in your basement are loose, and it might be because of the installation of this new water heater. When they're loose, when you use water anywhere in the house, that water has such heft to it that when you turn the faucet off, you know, or if it happens automatically, if it's a dishwasher or a washing machine, that water sort of screeches to a halt. But the problem is there's such weight that it sort of takes the pipe with it and it shakes the pipe. And that's where you get that water hammer effect. That's what that's called, a water hammer, because the water just doesn't want to stop and it takes the pipe with it. And so the solution is fairly simple, though. All you need to do is secure those pipes to the walls and the beams around them. And I suspect that this has only happened since the new unit was put in, that the plumber didn't attach the pipes right. So it's a simple fix. It's a matter of a few brackets. You're going to have to just look for those loose pipes and tighten them up. Now, if that rumble that you're hearing is not consistent with running water, which it does sound that way this time, but in case it's not, we'll also tell you that if mineral salts build up in the bottom of a tank, that could happen as well. But again, it's a new water heater, so I don't think that's the case here. But if somebody's listening and has an old water heater and thinks this sounds familiar, what you need to do is drain that water heater. Turn off the electricity, turn off the gas, drain a few gallons out of that water heater from the drain plug at the bottom. I'm only talking 5 or 10 gallons. And then go ahead and shut that valve and put everything back on. And that will clear out some of those minerals that will sort of collect at the bottom of the tank. They act as an insulator, and weird things happen to cause it sort of rumbling sound when that occurs, especially if you've got hard water, more likely to happen.
All right, Andrew, that's all fixable stuff, so fear not. And you might find yourself needing like a white noise machine because you miss those rainstorm sounds.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on the very first weekend of fall. If you've got a list of projects that you have been thinking about today that maybe you'd like to tackle before it gets too incredibly cold out and you need some help getting them started, you can find us at MoneyPit.com or go to MoneyPit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. And this way you can record your question to us. We'll answer it on the show, and you will be good to go to start working on that project. Whether it's a repair, whether it's a remodel, you know, whether you're in the middle of it or you're thinking about starting it, we would love to help. Reach out to us at MoneyPit.com/ask. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Not everybody on Capitol Hill has gone home. Jackie Quinn reports a few lawmakers stayed the weekend to try to work out agreements on a group of spending bills to avert a potential government shutdown.
There are conservative holdouts refusing to pass spending bills that the House Speaker earlier negotiated with the White House. So now Indiana Republican Congresswoman Erin Houchin says they have to win approval where there's common ground, like defense and agriculture spending, to prevent a government shutdown.
This is a Republican perspective to stopgap and fund the government while we continue our work.
Her Louisiana colleague, Garrett Gray,
trying to get this process on a path where we can truly reduce spending and address a lot of the fundamental problems that this administration is causing, particularly on the border, in areas like energy, inflation.
A government shutdown would take effect October 1st if the House and Senate are unable to reach agreement on a government funding plan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Last month, the Biden administration announced it would send an additional $250 million in weapons and ammunition to Ukraine as part of its ongoing support. On the Salem News Channel, Senator Tom Cotton says while Republicans may disagree on the future of U.S. support for Ukraine, they do agree on one thing.
Joe Biden did much to tempt Vladimir Putin to go for the jugular in the first place by granting one-sided concessions to Vladimir Putin and showing weakness in 2021. And he has certainly prolonged this war and made it bloodier than it had to be.
The Arkansas Republican says the president flip-flopped on his support for Ukraine and failed to provide the needed military hardware to help the country beat back the Russian invasion. Coastal North Carolina, Virginia getting slammed by Tropical Storm Ophelia. It's going to be a wet and windy weekend all along the mid-Atlantic region. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A fatal collision at last week's Reno Air Show is confounding experts.
The first and second place winning pilots, both Californians, crashed Sunday at the National Air Race Championships. Experts say the cause could have been an aircraft blind spot, glare from the sun, or even a brief loss of focus. The experienced pilots had raced their T-6 Warbirds at the same site many times and were just seconds away from safely returning to the tarmac at Reno-Stead Airport. Organizers were already looking for a new home, partly because of rising insurance costs since 2011. That year, a plane crashed into the apron in front of the grandstand, killing the pilot and 10 spectators on the ground and seriously injuring another 70. I'm Norman Hall.
A 58-year-old man became only the second patient to undergo a pig heart transplant. Doctors at the University of Maryland Medicine say the man was joking and sitting up in a chair 2 days after the procedure. Townhall.com. Help is on the way for a few selects needing dental care.
A number of states now offering assistance to low-income adults who once had to rely on charity or the emergency room to treat their dental problems. State lawmakers have agreed to spend hundreds of millions of dollars so adults on Medicaid can get dental care. Now, the federal government doesn't require that states provide such care, but the states have come to embrace the idea that expanded oral care eventually saves money. Some 30 states have now begun offering expanded care in the past 3 years. Jason Walker reporting.
A 10-year-old Florida boy, his 11-year-old sister, captured by police after driving 200 miles in her mother's car trying to run away to California because the girl says mom tried to take away her electronic devices. They were returned to their mother. More at townhall.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
If your roof starts to leak, living on money pit.
Money pit.
If your basin needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, living on money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and Quikrete. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And it is officially the fall fix-up season. This is the first weekend of fall. And if you've got a project that you want to take on to get done around your house, whether it's inside or out, we also call it the Goldilocks season because the weather's just right, whether you're in or out. We would love to help you take those projects on. And if you don't know how to start, that's a good reason to reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by going to moneypit.com/ask. That's the quickest way to get a response. Coming up on today's show, now that summer has officially come to a close, it is a good time to start thinking about that cold weather. And in your house, if that means sparking up a roaring fire, we've got some tips to help you keep your fireplace and chimney in shape throughout the winter.
And fall is a good time to fix up your driveways by filling any cracks and sealing that surface. While this is a project homeowners often do leave to the pros, many of the products you need now have come such a long way in terms of being easy to use that you really can do this project yourself and save a ton of money. We're going to share some tips to help you get that done.
And are dust, pollen, and other allergens making your life a sneezing, sniffling mess? Does it get worse when you start to seal up your home for the cold weather? Well, we're going to tell you the one thing that you can do to reduce those allergens in a really big way.
But first, do you love your home but sometimes feel like it's an endless pit that you throw money into for home improvements and repairs? Well, we get it, and we can help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. So give us a call and let us know what you have planned this fall season so we can get it done.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button to leave us your home improvement question. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading out to Maryland, where we've got Bill on the line who's having some chimney issues. What is happening?
Well, I have a crown on my chimney, and I would estimate it's about 12 to 15 years old. There are a couple of relatively small cracks in it, and I had a chimney sweep come out to the house, and he did his cleaning that he normally does, and then he looked at it, and he suggested that I did not need to have it replaced, that it could just be covered over with what he called plastic roof cement. And he said this is a very thick product. You put it on with a trowel. And he said that that would take care of the problem, and that, in fact, sometimes removing a crown from a chimney, in doing so, they can actually damage the chimney. So he did not recommend removal.
So I partially agree with your chimney sweep. You don't have to remove the chimney crown. Now, for those wondering what this is, if you have a brick chimney, you have a flue pipe that goes through the middle of that. And when it comes to the top, there is a mortar bed built up that goes from the flue pipe out towards the edge of the chimney. And the job of that chimney crown, which is what that's called, is to basically just take the rain that falls and then run it off to the edge of the brick. Now, cracks very commonly form in those crowns. And when it happens, all you have to do is caulk the cracks. I would use a good quality caulk like a silicone sealant. But the thing is, if you put the plastic roof cement on top of that, here's what's going to happen. Water's going to get under that. It's going to have no way to evaporate. And so the water will stay in that crown. And then when it's wet, it will freeze and it will expand. It will crack and spall. And you'll end up having to replace it anyway. So I don't think that's at all necessary. And I really don't think that's a good idea. Plastic roof cement, in my view, should be pretty much outlawed because there's almost no reason to use it. If you do the flashing properly and if you have a little crack, you seal it, you don't need that stuff. It's kind of like a way to do a quick fix, but the problem is it doesn't last that long, and you end up having to come back again and again and again.
And would you also recommend caulking along the bottom of it, the line where it meets the chimney?
No, not necessary. Just any maybe around the chimney liner itself, but not at the edge. Not necessary.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Now I've got Michelle on the line. What can we do for you today?
I have this huge flower bed right by my house, and it's about as big as a one-car garage. Anyway, I know that it's to be sloped away from the house, but I was wondering if I have a raised flower bed, how far that raised flower bed should be from the house.
That's a great question. Sometimes people put it right against the house, Michelle, and then it's great for the flowers, but it also holds all this water against your foundation, and it can cause flooding in lower levels, or crawl spaces and basements, or it can even damage your foundation. So the flower bed is fine, but you need to make sure, you essentially need to build it on a hill, in the sense that what you want to do is establish the grade that slopes away from the house first. And then once that grade is established, then you could plant flowers or shrubs or, you know, whatever else you want to do. What you don't want to do is kind of have like an edging around the outside of the bed, so that a lot of times you see that people will use like railroad ties or like scalloped bricks or block or something like that. And think of it as a trough that they build around their house. And that's what happens. It holds water. So just don't impede drainage, good flow of water away from the exterior wall, and you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Tackling home projects is easy when you just Angie that. Get the app today.
And still to come, before you crank up your fireplace for the season, it's important to make sure it's safe. Learn how after this.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Just share your project online or with the Angie app. And with Angie, you can book an upfront price instantly or request and compare quotes from multiple pros to find the best price for your project. So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project. But DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
We're all spending more time in our backyards. With Rumblestone from Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a grill enclosure, a fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy, and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
1 minute you're up, and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast. Whatever project you are working on, we are here to give you the support and lend a hand every Monday and Thursday. Be sure to grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Andrew from Missouri's on the line and has a question about a deck. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Built a deck with pressure-treated lumber a little under a year ago, and everybody I talked to said I needed to let it sit for a little while to kind of cure out. And so I went the other day, and I bought the stain because I was going to, you know, get ready to stain it, and I was talked into buying this deck cleaner, even though I had never put any stain on the deck before. And so I bought the deck cleaner, and all it said, it was an Olympic deck cleaner, and it just said, you put it on, you wait at least 10 minutes, you just spray it on, wait 10 minutes, and then hose it off, just rinse it off with water.
Right.
So I did that, and it first made the deck real splotchy. And then it left a real thick white film on the deck. And so then I called tech support, and I talked to a couple guys at a couple different paint stores, and they said, well, try applying a second application of it, and maybe that'll undercut it. So I did that, and it didn't do anything. So now I have a white film.
Yeah, I've actually read several reports about that happening online, and they seem to point to a reaction between the pressure treatment chemicals and whatever's in this deck cleaner, which is probably somewhat bleach-based. Let me ask you this. What are you planning to do after the cleaner? Are you going to put a stain on this deck?
That was the plan. We were going to do a semi-transparent, like a rustic cedar was our thought, but I don't know what to do at this point.
I suspect that when you do apply the stain, it's going to cover that white haze. I think you're going to end up okay on this.
Okay.
Just an additional point to make on this, and that is that, you know, you have semi-transparent or solid color stains that are available. You will find that if you use a solid color stain, while you'll still see the grain of the wood, you won't see different sort of tonal shades. But you'll find that that has more pigment in it and actually lasts longer. So keep that in mind when you make that determination.
The solid color does.
Yeah, solid color does. What you might want to do, just to kind of prove a point, is if you can find, if you have any extra lumber from the deck, or if you can find a section like maybe the back of a post or something like that, or the underside of a floor joist that you have clean and have that white blotchiness on it, if you could stain that first and see what the coverage looks like, you'll have a really good idea of what you're up against before you, you know, go for the entire deck surface and railings, okay?
Okay, and then the last question is, so when I do stain it, would you recommend putting two coats on, or do you just wait to see what it looks like and then...
If you're going to put semi-transparent on, you put two coats on, you're probably going to end up with solid color, because you're going to be layering on top of it. But I would follow the manufacturer's instructions on that. You know, if you want to put a second coat on, I think that's fine.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, if you're getting ready to spark up a toasty fire for the cooler months, you need to first make sure that your chimney is safe. First, you need to have a certified chimney sweep inspect and clean out that chimney. Now, the chimney should be checked at least once a year or once for every cord of wood that you burn, but be careful about choosing a chimney sweep company. Unfortunately, guys, you know, chimney sweeps are notorious for recommending a lot of unnecessary repairs, and they may even use some scare tactics to get you to spend more money than you actually need to. So if that contractor recommends any expensive repair, just get a second opinion before you go ahead and say yes and open up that wallet.
That's a good point. Now, during the season, it's important to also keep the firebox clean. You want to clean it at least once a week during the months you use it and when the ash builds up. Now, be extremely careful where you put those coals and ash that you take out of the firebox, because it can stay hot for many days. Yes, I said many days. I've even seen these coals stay hot through major rainstorms. You know, in our fire pit outside, I've even seen ash stay hot enough to relight after being rained on all night long. So it's real important that you keep it in an ash container and keep the ash container away from the house, not anywhere near the walls of the house. So keep it out somewhere where it will be a totally safe spot.
Yeah. Now, before you make a fire, you want to open the glass doors. You want to pull aside those screen curtains and place the kindling, the newspaper, and the logs inside. Be sure that that damper is open and all the way open. This way, when you start the fire, you want to start small, and that initial heat from that small fire is going to warm the chimney, and what that does is improve the draft as it heats up. So it's actually going to draw that smoke up the chimney. So you got to make sure that happens, and really you have to make sure that that flue is open.
Yeah, and here's one more tip. If you have a prefabricated fireplace, one of these metal fireplaces, they're also called zero clearance fireplaces. Now, those flues, the vents, actually operate a lot cooler than a masonry fireplace. And because of that, it's more likely to have condensation on the inside. And what that means is you can have wax buildup if you use those sort of ready-to-go logs that are made to just sort of, you know, light the paper on the outside of the log and it just starts to take off like a big candle. But if you use those all the time, you'll get like a serious wax buildup inside the chimney, which is hard to get rid of, or inside the vent pipe. So use them sparingly. Like, you know, we have a fireplace like this in a house that we owned once, and we used to use the wax logs, you know, occasionally, like holiday season, or if we're having a party or something like that, where we didn't really want to have, you know, to have to deal with the fireplace a lot during the event. But for the most part, you really ought to be burning hardwood whenever possible, because that's going to give you the most BTUs, the most heat coming out of it, and it's definitely the safest for your chimney in terms of not building up on the inside.
Bridget in Illinois is on the line. What is going on with that musty odor at your money pit? Tell us about it.
Well, my crawl space is about a 15 by 15 foot area, and it opens up into my basement.
Yep.
I bought an older home, and the addition just has the crawl space.
Okay.
So right now, it's just dirt, and I see some, they've laid some cardboard in there, but I heard last week that cardboard breeds mold from your shows.
Yeah, not only that, but laying directly on the dirt, that is a termite feast waiting to happen there. So what you need to do is a couple of things. You need to get the cardboard out of the crawl space and off of that soil. Then you need to lay heavy plastic down, like Visqueen, very thick sheet plastic down across that whole soil surface. That's going to stop a lot of the moisture from evaporating up off that soil and getting into the air, which is causing the musty smell in your basement. Now, do you have vents in this addition that are open to the outside so that the crawl space can get some fresh air?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a door that closes the crawl space off from the main basement?
No, I don't.
Okay. So what you're going to need to do is to form or construct some sort of a hatchway that closes off that opening between the crawl space and the basement. They don't need to be connected. And in fact, if they are, it's going to lead to energy loss. There's a couple of ways that you can do that. And what you might think about doing, if it's just sort of a standard opening that maybe is 3 feet wide and 2 feet tall, I don't know. But if it's something like that, you could take a piece of one-inch styrofoam and put a piece of plywood on the front of that, and this way construct a, essentially an insulated hatchway there so that you can really seal that in and keep the cold side on the crawl space and let the basement be the warm side. I think those couple of things are going to solve your musty smell in your basement, and it's also going to make that crawl space much, much drier, which is important. If you let that moisture continue to evaporate off the soil, what's going to happen is you're eventually going to get not only an inefficient situation because your insulation will be damp, but you could get termites, you could get mold or decay of the floor structure.
Okay. And my other question is, if I put the Bisqueen down, how much do I overlap the pieces?
Very good question. I would overlap it about 4 feet. You don't want to put it edge to edge.
Okay. And then someone told me that maybe I should put lime down underneath first to dry out the area in case there's bacteria. Is that correct?
No. You cannot possibly take all the moisture away with lime that's under that. Okay? No, just cover it with the Visqueen. Make sure the vents are open. Seal it off from the basement, and I think it'll be good to go. And by the way, at that foundation perimeter, you can also reduce the amount of moisture getting in there by making sure you have gutters on the addition. The downspouts are extended 4 to 6 feet from the house, and the soil's always sloping away. All that moisture management is going to help.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it, Bridget. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Going to talk to Steve in Arizona, who's got a question about air conditioning, and it was pretty hot this summer for you guys, so you definitely need it. What's going on?
Yeah, I was just wondering what a 3-ton regular air conditioner would run me.
Well, I mean, that's going to depend, because contractors have wide ranges of charges that they go through.
Yeah.
I can tell you the best way to get down to this is to get a number of contractors to give you prices. I had to get estimates on a 3.5-ton air conditioner for my mom's house in Florida for her a few months ago, and I was amazed that I had prices that I ran from about $7,000 to about $12,000 for the same darn system. So it was just a huge variation.
They really went up the last couple of years.
Everything's going up the last couple of years, Steve. But I will say this, you probably don't need to use the most efficient one, depending on how long you're going to be in that house. Because the high-efficiency ones are going to be far more expensive, and you have to question whether or not that will ever pay itself back. You want to get one that's efficient enough to qualify for any rebates. But beyond that, I would stick with something close to that level.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help and your information on that.
Cindy in Florida, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We bought our house 2 years ago, and one of the options was to have the epoxy floor. And what we got was a plain gray epoxy. And
okay.
Now we notice the other houses that are all being built around us, they have a gray epoxy floor, but they have those little speckle confettis on
yeah.
top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we want to know, we want to redo our epoxy to have that little confetti sprinkled on. Do
okay.
we have to strip the old epoxy off completely, or can we just put a new epoxy over it?
No, I think you could put a second layer on it as long as that old epoxy is adhered well. If it looks like it's tough finished and sticking well, then I think you could add another coat of epoxy on top of it. Some folks put multiple coats of that base epoxy, and some folks put a clear coat on top of of what they have. So no, you can put another layer on. I would try to find out what product it was so that you're using the same product. That would give you a better chance of not having any adhesion issues.
Oh, that makes a difference. The same product. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't even think of that. Thank you very much.
Okay, Cindy, good luck with that project, and thanks for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, Angie does the heavy lifting for you. Just answer a few questions to book instantly or connect with local pros. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, fall is a good time to fix up your driveway by filling any cracks and sealing up that surface. We're going to share DIY tips to help you get it done next.
Hey, hey, hey.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tip of the day.
presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the Goldilocks season. We call fall the Goldilocks season because it's not too hot. It's not too cold. I love going out in the morning when it's just nice and crisp and cool. It means you can do really any project around your house, whether it's painting concrete, whether it is sealing your driveway, whatever it is. Even if you want to plan for a project, like, say, replacing your windows, a lot of that happens now, or even taking on a new kitchen remodel. A lot of folks do those in the fall so they'll be ready for the holiday season. Those are all great projects. Big and small, though, if you have questions on how to get started or you're stuck in the middle of one, reach out to us. Easiest way to do that is to go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
Heading over to West Virginia where we've got Randall on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
Nothing a whole lot. I just got flooded about 5 months ago, but I'm dealing with that.
Terrible.
So, you know, the house was kind of tore up. So my question was, I've lived in this house for 24 years roughly. But the basement has never been vented, and I've never really had a problem with it. So should I vent it now?
Now, when you say basement, are you talking about a full basement, or are you talking about a crawl space?
This is a full basement, but it's like half underground, half above ground.
Yeah. Well, you don't vent a space like that. You don't. You only put vents in a crawl space, not in a basement.
But, yeah. So, well, I mean, it does feel a little damp occasionally.
Okay. So let's talk about that because that's the heart of the matter. So there's a couple of things that you can do. First of all, you know, you mentioned flooding, and if that happened during heavy rain and you got more humidity, more dampness, or any kind of leak in that space when that happened, that has everything to do with the drainage around your house, starting with the gutters. If they're not clean, if they're not extended, those downspouts have to be way out away from the foundation, not the 2 feet that most people have, but I'm talking about 6, 7, 8 feet. So that the water moves away from the foundation. Keeping that water away as much as possible will definitely have an impact on drying out that basement space. But if you want to dehumidify it further, what you could do is install a dehumidifier in that space. Now, there are the sort of the portable kind where you have like a tray that fills up with water. You don't want that. There are more professional versions, more heavy-duty versions, where they can be suspended from the ceiling and they pull the moisture out based on the humidistat, and then they automatically pump the water outside. And that's what I have in my basement to help me with some of the humidity issues that we have. Even though my drainage outside is perfect, it's just a very sandy, damp kind of a soil, and I got a really old house, so the moisture does make itself known in that basement space. So I have a good solid humidifier hung from the ceiling that does a good job keeping it drier. But you don't have to put vents in it. That's not going to help you here. What you want to do is make sure the drainage is right and then dehumidify what's left.
Okay. I mean, it just seemed a little damp down there. There was never any standing water or anything.
Yep.
It just seemed damp when you go down there.
I hear you. But putting a vent in is not going to change anything.
That's not going to change. Okay, then I won't bother with it.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Well, winter is rough on driveways, which is why fall is a good time to fix up your driveway by filling in those cracks and sealing up that surface. Now, the first step is patching and filling any holes or cracks in the driveway. You're going to want to tackle this part of your driveway rehab well before you start the sealing process, as filling material needs plenty of time to cure. Now, make sure that you're planning for curing time, because that asphalt patching product does require, you know, different amounts of time, and you have to give it the correct time to cure before you do anything else. So plan everything based on that first step.
Now, here's a tip. When shopping for the patching product you're going to use, remember that the more solids it contains, like asphalt and polymers and coal tar, the better the quality and the more lasting and effective the results will be. Now, after you've patched and filled cracks in the driveway and allowed time for the repairs to cure, it's time to plan for the sealing project. Now, the best time to do that is when the weather is forecasted to be rain-free and daily temps are in at least 50-degree range.
Now, the next step is to wash the asphalt surface. You want to use an oil cleaner for stubborn oil stains and then apply a mixture of TSP detergent and water to the entire surface using a stiff bristled brush. Now, you can also use a pressure washer for this deep cleaning step. And here's the thing, guys. You have to let the driveway dry completely So once it is completely dry, you want to apply a sealant using a squeegee, a roller, or a broom. You want to work in strokes parallel to your house and then allow the sealant to dry according to those manufacturer instructions. Then come back for another application lap, this time working in passes that run perpendicular to the house. This way you're going to get great coverage.
And I'll tell you, I have found that the driveway squeegees, there's applicators that are made just for putting on asphalt sealers, are so worth this few dollars they cost, because you're not going to ruin a broom. You can't clean these things when you're done. You have to get all that sealant in there. I mean, I guess you can, because there a lot of them are water-based now, but it's just a whole lot easier to buy a disposable driveway squeegee. It's on a stick like a broom, like a push broom, and it just gives you a lot better control when you're moving that material around. Now, once that finish has dried, you're going to want to, like, set up some traffic cones or some yellow tape or something to keep cars off it for at least a couple of days. I always keep the cars off it a lot longer than the manufacturer says we have to. I just feel like it's going to last longer that way. But if you do this right and you follow those steps, you're going to have a really great-looking and hard-working driveway surface that can stand up for many, many years to come. So good luck.
Catherine, you've got the money pit. What can we help you with today?
I have lighting in the basement, and it is something we started initially, and we changed our mind. And so there are outlets or holes that are intended for light fixtures and then also a ceiling fan. And we're changing how we're going to do things down there. Is there some way that we can patch it up and start all over, or do we need to have an electrician in and resurface everything and do everything all over again?
Okay, so your main concern is that you have the holes that you're not using anymore, so you want to know if you can patch those?
Yes.
Yeah, sure you can.
And then the wires are already there.
Oh, the wires are there? Well, if the wires are there, if they're live, if they're connected on the other end, if they're energized to a panel, then they have to be disconnected for sure.
Okay.
You could just put wire nuts on the end of it and cover the box. And there's different types of ceiling plates that could cover that. But frankly, if you're never going to use that wiring, I wouldn't have extra energized wiring through the ceiling. I would just disconnect it at the panel wherever it was given power. If it's a matter of there's no wiring behind it, or you've totally disconnected it, and now you've got these big old holes, you can do it one of two ways. You can either put like a decorative plate, let's say it's around electrical box. There are electrical plates that are designed to fit over ceilings that can cover that. You can paint it white. It's not that noticeable. Or if you wanted to completely repair the ceiling as if it never happened at all, then what I would do is I would probably, if I was repairing that, I would square off the hole first. So, because it's a lot easier to patch a square hole than it is a round hole. And then what you do is you take another piece of drywall and you basically measure out a piece that's, well, let's say it's about 2 inches wider on all sides. So if it was 4x4 of the hole, I would cut a piece that was 8x8 or so. Because what you're going to do, and this is a little tricky, you're going to turn that piece of drywall upside down, and you're going to sort of score where that 4-inch piece would be in the middle. Then you're going to peel off all of the plaster that's on the drywall except for the paper on the outside edge, because that's going to actually act as the drywall tape. And then if you put spackle, and you put that little piece back up there, and you may have to tack it in place with a screw or something while it's drying, you can spackle that, and it will magically disappear. But when it's time to paint, make sure you prime it, and then always use a flat paint, because otherwise all the spackle you put up there, even if you do a good job, is going to be really obvious. Okay?
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question. 24/7, we are standing by to lend a hand. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still to come, cooler weather is around the corner, but before you button up, find out how to improve indoor air quality so that you can breathe easy all winter long. So stick around.
You live in the Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, well, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof, and it's guaranteed. To find a RoofMax contractor near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's new 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray textures makes this easy. Whether you're taking on a repair or need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray textures make it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
Angie is your home for everything home, and they've made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
Whether it's routine maintenance, an emergency repair, or a dream project, Angie lets you browse homeowner reviews, compare quotes from multiple local pros, and even book a service instantly.
So the next time you have a home project, just Angie that and start getting the most out of your home.
Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. 1 minute you're up and the next minute you're down. Slips and falls around the home can be dangerous, but now you can make walkways, pool decks, porches, and even garage and workshop floors safer and more attractive. New TrackSafe anti-slip color coat from Deich Coatings rolls on easily to cover ugly surfaces. Then top off with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer for safer walking areas. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by RoofMax, the world's first rejuvenation treatment. Nationwide, RoofMax dealers have saved property owners hundreds of millions of dollars with their guaranteed treatment. Don't replace RoofMax. Learn more at RoofMax.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios today. Get all your home projects done well with Angie. Download the app today.
You got home improvement questions, guys, but you're kind of confused where to turn for answers? Well, come on, sillies, turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream home.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Charles in Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you with your porch project?
I bought a house, and the front porch is made out of concrete. It's got block of brick surroundings, and it's got a poured concrete slab.
Okay.
And one side of the slab is just falling in.
Huh.
I'm thinking that when they built it, that they didn't pack the sand that they put in to pour the slab on. And one side of it is now settling and it's falling in. It's about 4 inches down. I wonder how to get under that thing.
Yeah, well, you're not. You're not going to be able to get under that thing. And I think you're exactly right. And I've seen that happen before. They'll use maybe concrete block to form the outside edge. And then they'll just throw whatever's around the construction site in that hole to fill it up. And sometimes you get settlement or you could have like a tree stump in there that rots away. And then it rains, you get the water in there, and it can't hold that slab anymore. You are going to be much better off breaking that slab out of there and properly backfilling that space, tipping it in well, and then pouring a new slab. It's only a piece of concrete. It's not like you're lifting the whole house. I don't think you're going to be – the expense of doing any kind of pump jack or something of that nature is just not going to be worth it. I would simply break up the slab and replace it.
That's what I'll do then.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, autumn's colors are something to look forward to, but the change of seasons also has its drawbacks, like allergies and energy costs.
Which is why it's important to do what you can to improve your home's indoor air quality. Now, step one is changing your filters, the filters in your heating and cooling system. You know, good quality HVAC filters are going to capture about 90% of those large allergens like dust and pollen and mold spores that make us all so miserable, and it'll take it right from the air it's passing through. Now, if your family is prone to allergies, you want to look for filters with a MERV rating of at least 11.
Now, if you change out the filter a little more often than necessary, once every 2 months or so, it can even reduce the amount of energy needed to heat your home, leading to lower energy costs and reduced stress on that HVAC system.
And if you want even better protection against the microscopic airborne particles that carry bacteria and viruses, it's a good idea to think about investing in electronic air cleaner. This is going to be a significantly larger expense, of course, than choosing some new filters, even high-efficiency filters, but it is really the best way to go. It's an appliance that has to be installed into your HVAC system. It's usually on the blower door side, the blower compartment side of your furnace. And it cleans everything that goes through it, including virus particles and bacteria particles. That's how efficient these electronic air cleaners are today. So that's going to really make a big difference in the indoor air quality inside your house. So if you want to go that route because you're just so sick and tired of being sick and tired from allergies, an electronic air cleaner is definitely worth the investment.
You are tuned to the Money Pit on this autumn weekend. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Looking for the best price for your project? Angie makes it easy to compare quotes from multiple pros or even book at an upfront price. Download the Angie app today. Still to come, are you ready for some healthy home decor? We've got all-natural decorating ideas to bring the colors and smells of autumn into your home when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Al Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Carl.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Look around your house. We know that you're going to be inspired to take on some projects this fall, and we are inspired to help you get them done right. Reach out to us anytime with your questions at MoneyPit.com/ask.
James wrote in and he says, I recently had a new door to my crawl space installed from the outside. The door sits in bricks and on cinder blocks, and the framing of the house is along the top. Does this type of door need to be weatherproof like any other exterior door or window?
Yeah, I know the kind of door you're talking about. It's basically like, think of it as like a very small exterior door, Leslie, like half height or even a third of the size of a regular door. And it's cut into the block wall of a crawl space. And usually it has a top that is like aligned with the bottom of the sort of framed wall where the siding sort of overlaps. Now, in a case like this, you definitely need to have at least a drip edge covering the top of that door, because remember, the door is wood, or even if it's metal, it's going to rust. You can't have water going down the siding and getting underneath that, so you definitely have to have a drip edge flashing on top of that. And in terms of the size, depending on how tight it is to the block wall, I would at least caulk with a silicone caulk those sides of the door jam into that block wall, so again, you don't have water that's getting in there. So you treat it the same basically as you would with any exterior window or door. Just because it's just for the crawl space doesn't mean you should be taking any shortcuts on it. And lastly, don't forget, now's the time to get a good solid coat of exterior paint on that, because typically when they come out of the factory, they're primed, but they need finish coats on top of the door to make it last a long time.
You know, a lot of times we see these Bilco doors, you know, those definitely go into a similar type of space. Do we have the same type of concerns with that?
Well, the nice thing about a Bilco door, these are these angular metal doors. You have to kind of dig a well, and you have steps going down, and then you use that to get into the basement area or the crawl space area, is that the Bilco door itself is weather resistant. So it's only that opening that has to be sealed. And yes, pretty much the same way as I've just described for the crawl space door. Well, fall is one of the most beautiful seasons for home decorating. I mean, you got the rustic colors and the iconic images from harvest time. But how do you pull ideas from the natural world to decorate your home for the season? Leslie's got some tips on how to do exactly that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, guys, I love fall. It's like my favorite season. I mean, next to Christmas, but you know what I'm saying. I love this time of year. You've got apple and pumpkin picking, changing leaves, Halloween. And if you plan it right, there are ways that you can have your autumn, Halloween, fall, whatever you call it, decor, take you from right now in this month all the way through Thanksgiving. Now, first of all, you can use those late summer harvests to spruce up your front entry to your kitchen table. We're talking about those pumpkins, squashes, baskets of colorful apples or gourds. And you can swap things out. You can mix them up. You can move them around. But they really do set the scene for this time of year. Also, pull those colors for accents all around the home, from tablecloths to linens, towels, pillows, vases, cookie jars, all of those accent pieces throughout the house. Instead of flowers, place a vase of autumn leaves on the side or your dining table. Whatever. Think about fun ways to really bring all of those colors and feelings of the season indoors. Now, lastly, think about your senses. Pine cones, cinnamon sticks, they definitely give you those autumn smells. And the texture of a few pine cones can evoke fall as well. So using what's around you, that definitely brings that autumn feeling into your home without spending a lot of money. So get creative, go for a walk, look around, bring your little, you know, shears to snip a branch here and there, and have a great time this fall season. It's going to be a good one.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on this program, from single sinks to limited square footage, smaller bathrooms often leave much to be desired, but you don't have to make a bathroom bigger to make it better. We'll have tips for better bathrooms, even those that are small, on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The season for cinnamon, pumpkin, and spice, and Black Bear Diner has the goods to help you lean in. From their popular pumpkin pancakes to cinnamon roll French toast, and from pumpkin pie cheesecake to cinnamon vanilla cold brew and hot chocolate, they've got your cravings covered. Stop by soon and dive into fall flavors. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ukraine launched another missile attack against Russian targets in occupied Crimea.
The attack comes a day after Ukraine targeted the headquarters of Russia's Black Sea Fleet in the Crimean city of Sevastopol. The city was put on air raid alert for about an hour after debris from intercepted missiles fell near a pier. Ukraine's intelligence chief claimed several people were killed and over a dozen more were injured following Kyiv's attack on the Black Sea Fleet. Crimea has served as the key hub supporting Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Even some Democrats now, including New Jersey's governor, are calling on Senator Bob Menendez to step down amid allegations he took gold and cash in exchange for interfering in a criminal case against a real estate developer. Menendez denies any wrongdoing. President Biden plans to meet with Israel's prime minister in Washington before the end of the year.
The president met with Prime Minister Netanyahu in New York this past week, but that location, a hotel instead of the White House, was widely seen in Israel as a sign of the Biden administration's displeasure with Netanyahu's new government. Israeli leaders are typically invited to the Oval Office within weeks of starting their tenure. Such a visit is still possible, though. On Wednesday, the president invited the prime minister to Washington by the end of the year. Greg Clugston, The White House.
UAW has escalated its strike against Detroit automakers, sending more members to the picket line. Union officials feel they have plenty of leverage in its effort to force the companies to agree to significant increases in pay and benefits. Only about 12% of the union's membership so far taking part in the walkout. President Biden planning on joining the picket lines next week in a show of support for the striking auto workers. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A British medical study says patients who were hospitalized from long bouts with COVID-19 were more likely to suffer damage to major organs in the body. BBC's Dominic Keyes has details.
5 months after they were discharged, MRI scans of their major organs showed some significant differences when compared to a group of 52 people who had never had COVID. The biggest impact was seen on the lungs, where the COVID patients were 14 times more likely to have abnormalities. They were also three times more likely to have some abnormalities in the brain and twice as likely in the kidneys. The findings, published in The Lancet Respiratory Medicine, are part of a bigger study looking at the long-term effects of COVID on those who were hospitalized.
British competition regulators signaling Microsoft's restructured $69 billion deal to buy video game maker Activision Blizzard likely to receive antitrust approval. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Lahaina residents bracing for what they'll find when they return to the ruins of their once homes.
The deadliest U.S. wildfire in more than a century killed at least 97 people and destroyed thousands of buildings. Authorities on Monday will begin escorting the first residents back into the Lahaina burn zone. For many, it will be the first time back to their properties since the August 8th wildfire. Maui officials say the goal of the supervised visits is for them to see their homes and properties safely and to get some closure. John Scott reports.
Public health officials in Maricopa County, home to Phoenix and Arizona's most populous county, say some 289 heat-associated deaths confirmed as of September 16th, another 262 under investigation. This time last year, there were 80 fewer deaths confirmed and 46 fewer deaths still under investigation because of heat. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm just watching some of the drama. We come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, where the United Nations really is just fanned out all over the city, where we're dealing with 85,000 illegal immigrants. We got people from literally over 150 countries here, the small parties, big parties, like the president of FIFA is here. You have delegations being wined and dined and contacts made. In fact, on Saturday night, I had a chance to meet Jens Stoltenberg, who is General Secretary of NATO, and you'll see hear that whole interview unedited here and see portions of it on Saturday night on One Nation. But I'm also watching what's happening in the Capitol, where finally Attorney General Merrick Garland will be in front, is in front right now, and getting the opening remarks of Jim Jordan in front of the House Judiciary Committee to answer questions about why did you appoint Jack Smith? Why is that the right choice? Why is that the right choice to head up this investigation on Donald Trump? What is Robert Hur doing with Joe Biden? And when it comes to what's happening with Hunter Biden, a five-year investigation, totally dormant for 3 years until two IRS whistleblowers stood up and spoke out and talked about how compromised this investigation is. The juice war was on the up and up and divorced from any of your input. After all, you were appointed by the president, and that president's son was under scrutiny for tax violation, for foreign investments that we were not registered for, suspicious activities in their accounts, and most of all, and lately, a gun charge. Where this crack-addicted guy, Hunter Biden, had a gun, bought it and lied on the form, had his girlfriend at the time, it was his son's widow, his brother's widow, tossed it into a dumpster, fished out, we reportedly, by the Secret Service. So that is a violation of a gun charge that your dad always talks about the need for background checks. So with me right now to talk about what else is going on in the world with a great perspective is Ambassador Dennis Ross. If you want to know what's happening in the Middle East especially, all you have to do is get his cell number and see if he has some time for you. He's with the William Davidson Distinguished Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Ambassador, welcome back.
Really good to be with you. And as long as you have my cell number, I'm happy.
Yeah, if I got some time, if you pick up your books, you have a thorough look at the Middle East, which has changed at a rapid pace now. Guys like you must find it fascinating. How, first off, your take from what do you think the Middle East and the world thinks about the deal as we know it of swapping 5 for 5 or 5 for 6 hostages from the criminals that we had, the Iran who broke the law, those who were taken without any justification, and then $6 billion unfrozen from South Korea. How is that interpreted in the Middle East, do you think?
Well, I think generally the way it's seen is the Iranians grab people, they treat them as assets, and they get paid off for doing so. To be fair, this is not the first administration to do it. And also, to be fair, you're looking at people who have been falsely imprisoned, who undergo, you know, just the most excruciating experience you can imagine. And so at a human level, you want to get them out.
Yep.
So you can understand why we try to do everything, administrations try to do everything to get them out. In this particular case, what has happened is it's kind of ironic. So this is money that South Korea paid to Iran for oil that they bought from Iran during the Trump administration, when the Trump administration was still permitting waivers to sanctions to permit countries to buy oil from Iran. When those waivers were revoked, the money that had been paid by South Korea to Iran was in accounts that then became inaccessible to the Iranians because of the sanctions. The actual amount was $7 billion. Now, because there's been a devaluation of the South Korean currency, the actual amount that's been turned over to a bank in Qatar is $6 billion. The account that's been set up is an account that will be monitored by the U.S. and money can be drawn from it.
Understood. But no one's going to be able to enforce that.
Well, you may be able to enforce it. It's just that, look, we all know money is fungible, right? So the money that you were going to have to spend for medicine and food and medical devices, you can now use this account to be able to buy that, and the money that's freed up can be used for other purposes. But, yeah, look, it's what should happen, Brian. We should work out an arrangement with the Europeans to say we will not allow people to travel to Iran for any reasons, and we won't allow anybody to go for tourist reasons. This would immediately have an effect on the Iranians. These people bring in hard currency, number one. There are all sorts of Iranians, you know, millions upon millions of Iranians who live outside who actually come back and visit. It's important to their families. It's important to them. It is a source of hard currency for the regime. You really want to hit this regime on this issue, which we should be doing. You should say no travel to Iran and work out an agreement with the Europeans, because the truth be told, many more of their dual citizens have been arrested. We actually have this extraordinary case why someone who actually is an EU official from Sweden has been jailed.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it is. It's unbelievable. So
I had no idea there were that many people transiting into Iran. It's so dangerous. I want to bring it to what Iran said yesterday on the floor of the United Nations. In case you think this brings the two nations closer or would have a detente or a ceasefire, forget it. Listen to the Iranian president. Cut 22.
To endeavor to universalize American ideals throughout the world have proven to be failures. The Iranian nation takes pride in having instrumentally unmasked the true nature of the rulers in both the East and West through its Islamic revolution.
He says we're powers of the past. It's time for them to take over with Russia, I guess North Korea and China.
Yeah. Well, we know, you look at the Islamic Republic today. You know, I like to say what its main exports are drones, cruise missiles, and failed states. If you want to be a failed state, you know, all you need to do is allow the Iranians in or line up with the Iranians. They offer nothing. Look at their own country. This is, they had to arrest family members of those who've been killed in the last year who were demonstrating because of the killing of Mahsa Amini, who was a young woman. The anniversary of her death was 4 days ago. She was a young woman who was wearing a hijab. She's 22 years old, of Kurdish descent, wearing a hijab, but not wearing it appropriately for the morality police. They arrested her, beat her up, and killed her. And that triggered, basically it triggered demonstrations, protests, outrage in 165 cities in Iran. And in anticipation of this anniversary, her father was arrested. Other family members of those who died, 500 people were killed, 20,000 were arrested. The regime was so concerned that the anniversary was going to trigger a new groundswell that they acted to preempt it, and their hardline press was sort of crowing about the fact that there were demonstrations, but they were small in number. The regime obviously was afraid of that. So you have a regime that knows its own population is completely alienated. And so here they say, their model for anybody else. Does anybody really look to them? I think not.
And by the way, I just thought the policy of isolation and building of the Abraham Accords and the relations and the recognition of Israel is something would have been hard to predict in the 1980s and 1990s and even at the turn of this century. But now it's happening. But just to take the overview, it looks like Saudi Arabia in talks with the U.S. in an effort to recognize Israel and have established trade and between the nations. They're asking for a mutual defense pact with the U.S. Should we give Saudi Arabia that?
I favor it, yes, because I think we have to look at this through the following lens. One, we're in a long-term competition with China. And one of the best ways to ensure that you succeed in that is to build a very broad-based coalition. Yes, it includes the democratic countries, but it also includes other countries that are important to us in the context of that competition. And other countries that, in fact, if they're part of this coalition and they lean towards us, you will see that it's not only they serve our interests, but they themselves will, I think, evolve more. So it's very much in our interests. And again, put it in a larger context as well. It's not just the competition. The Saudis, if they do this normalization with Israel, the Saudis will inevitably bring others with them, broader than we've seen before. We are very likely to see countries like Indonesia and Malaysia follow suit if the Saudis do this. You are then talking about a much greater transformation of Muslim-majority countries making peace with Israel. Now, when you come up with that, you're going to do a great deal to change the character of the Middle East, reduce the prospect of conflict in the Middle East, hugely in our interest. So I'm very strongly in favor of this.
So here's an example. You have Yemen lobbing missiles into Saudi Arabia. Are we obligated to blow up Yemen?
Well, look, the agreement that we would have is that we will consult with them on the best ways to deal with the threats to them. We are not going to be obligated by the defense treaty to immediately go ahead and send American forces. And even with NATO, you know what Article 5 says? Article 5 says an attack on one is an attack on all. What it obligates us to do is to consult on how best to respond. It is not an automatic use of American force. And it needs to be understood. That's even in NATO, you don't have that. This is going to look a lot more like the treaties we have with South Korea and Japan. And here again, it requires us to consult with them on steps that we would take to deal with this, which may be just providing more assistance to them.
When you look at what's happening in the Ukraine, you can see a lot of the support for Ukraine for the Republicans. It's diminishing almost by the week. What is your message? What is your message to those who think this is an endless war?
My message is you have one country that has tried to erase a different country. And if we permit that to take place, where does it stop? You know, you say we won't do it there You know, where's the next place? At what point, especially when you have a country that's prepared to fight for itself? Ukraine reminds me in a lot of ways of the way the Israelis approach threats. The Israelis always say to us, we never want an American soldier to fight for us. The Ukrainians are saying the same thing to us. You know, if we won't stand up for those who will fight for themselves, when they're the ones who are the victims of a really gruesome, brutal, really criminal offensive invasion, then who are we? What is the United States?
I agree. But the thing is, though, we're slow walking so many weapon systems while giving it a lot of money and diminishing our artillery. That's the push. We're hurting our own. I believe it's a worthwhile cause. We're hurting our own cause by slow walking Patriots, slow marking Hamas, not deciding on attack-ems, waffling on F-16s, getting them 31 tanks and still not delivering one when we have hundreds. The Marines gave up all their tanks. We have evidently huge stores of tanks in Germany in case Russia decides to roll through Western Europe. I'm pretty sure they're stuck in Ukraine. Why can't we get them out of there? That's the frustration. Either get in and let them win or not.
Yeah. Look, I understood President Biden's desire not to get into a shooting war with the Russians. You know, you should never put a nuclear armed power in the corner. To me, that makes perfect sense. But I would also say we have been more cautious than we needed to be. We should have, you find us, we say we're not going to buy certain weapons, and then eventually we do. I think we need to be providing more and more quickly to them. It is a reminder we have to build up our own defense industrial base because, in fact, the ability to provide some of what we're talking about is difficult. It's true. In some cases, we have stores. Something else I would have liked to see us do, Brian, we have retired, you know, just at the beginning, not long after the beginning of the Russian invasion, we retired, I think, at least 50 to 100 F-16s. We just retired them, like, into the desert. Imagine if, you know, those had been given over to the Ukrainians. You could probably get retired American pilots or NATO pilots to go fly them. They need them. You know, we look at their offensive. We would never carry out an offensive without...
Never.
We wouldn't do it. But we're asking them to succeed. So I agree with you. I would like to see us release much more of this much sooner. I understand the caution, but one of the things that's interesting to note, we haven't even seen an accident. We have this huge delivery of weapons coming through NATO countries that border Ukraine, right?
Yep.
And you know, and has Putin respected that limit? He threatened, but he respects the limit because he understands he can't find NATO. Look, he's having a hard enough time fighting Ukraine.
No, I hear you. And they've been exposed as an army that was way overrated and not motivated while their people are being lied to. But I wish we would do a better job tightening up and threatening on the sanctions. I barely scratched the surface on all the experience and knowledge that you have in a region. And it's so valuable to our audience. Dennis Ross, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
You
Take
got
care.
It. 1-866-408-7669. I'm going to come back and I'll bring some highlights back throughout this hour of what's happening with Merrick Garland. He's reading his opening remarks, and he looks kind of fired up for a guy who's pretty laid back. Don't move.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Consumer Cellular's award-winning customer support is 100% based in the U.S., and you are 100% based in the U.S. That's something you have in common with Consumer Cellular's customer service. Consumer Cellular's customer service likes pizza, and you like pizza. You want a free month of service, and we want to give you one. We obviously can't wait to hear from you. Visit consumercellular.com/freemonth and enter code FREEMONTH to get your second month free. Consumer Cellular, when freedom calls, we're here to answer. Promotion is subject to terms and conditions.
This cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's got to be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-509-6468 and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-509-6468. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-509-6468 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-509-6468.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man in Indiana was sentenced to 85 years in prison, playing a role in his own conviction by leaving a voicemail as he committed murder. 33-year-old Cody Allen Wade was found guilty last month of killing his mom's boyfriend, Carl Haviland, in 2020. Prosecutors say the attack was premeditated and that Wade left a cookout and drove to his mom's house in Brazil, Indiana, 60 miles southwest of Indianapolis, stopping along the way to tell a friend he was about to kill someone. On his way to the home, Wade called his mom and left a voicemail forgetting to hang up before attacking her boyfriend. The county prosecutor says that recording included taunting and racial slurs hurled at the victim. And not only that, but court records show he carried out the attack right in front of his mom as she tried to stop him. At the time of the crime, Wade was on parole for arson and was released from jail just 2 months before the murder. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says about 36% of people in the U.S. are living with obesity, which puts them at increased risk for other issues like heart disease. So doctors often recommend a healthier path. West Palm Beach, Florida neurosurgeon Dr. Brett Osborne tells Fox News Digital it really just takes five tips to build a better body. First, make a commitment to make healthy changes. Second, prioritize strength training. Third, eat a low-glycemic, anti-inflammatory diet. Fourth, keep stress levels at bay. And the final tip, check your hormone levels. Dr. Osborne saying it's simply a matter of relentlessly pursuing your goal, be it 20 or 30 pounds of fat loss, a more muscular physique, or both. He notes it doesn't take any fancy machinery or proprietary foods. To be healthy and to have a muscular look is innate to our physiology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Health Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I can assure you that Speaker McCarthy deserves all the criticism and more because it's his fault that we haven't considered individual appropriations bills up to this point. And that's actually not a bug of the system. It's a feature because they want to jam us at the end of the government running out of money and then under that time pressure and the fear of a shutdown, centralize power so that the lobbyists and the special interests who own Kevin McCarthy, who give him all the money, get to make the decisions. Now, today I agreed with Chip Roy that we should have proceeded on to the defense appropriations bill. I would have voted for that bill. We were not able to proceed because some of my colleagues didn't feel like Kevin McCarthy was in compliance with the agreement in January to constrain himself to a top-line spending level that did not embrace the ballooning budgets of Bidenism and COVIDism.
So that is good that Matt Gaetz would have voted for it. What he's referring to is the continuing resolution that had a more funding for the defense and more funding for our border and different things involved. And he said, okay, I'll extend it if you can put this more money in. Now, keep in mind, they'll put their version to extend it, and then it's up to the Senate's version, and then they would mix. I don't have a good answer on why they didn't do their appropriations bills, which is regular order. And the Senate did. I don't have an answer for that. And maybe Gaetz is right, but I don't think it's because of special interests. I think you guys were, they were off all summer. And for some reason, they weren't close to agreement. I don't, in this era of Zoom, and these people didn't even have to come to work for a year and a half. Nancy Pelosi said, you don't have to worry about it. They could have got this stuff done in committee. And if I'm a committee chairman, I don't want the speaker telling me what to do. Give me some instruction and I'll get you your appropriations bill. And if the Democrats don't want to get on a Zoom call, if you don't want to recall them back to D.C. or they got their Caribbean vacations. But now it's a lockout. And the Republicans are solely, we're heading there. Republicans are solely to blame for the fact there is a no answer. I think you got 6 days to get something done.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Chinese men began arriving in Shasta County during the Gold Rush in the early 1850s, resulting in the establishment of Chinatowns in the outskirts of almost every town. Chinese were very devout in their religious beliefs. Incense was continuously burned in each house. When a house was entered, prostrations and chanting were made on the floor. A Joss House was located at the Shasta Chinatown, but was considered plain compared to the Joss House at Weaverville. A favorite Chinese rheumatism cure was sold in Chinese stores. It consisted of placing a live rattlesnake in a gallon of meat and malt whiskey for several days. When a patient drank a full shot glass, pain supposedly ceased and comfort soon followed. Want more, Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Come join Redding Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Redding on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Redding Electric Utility.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's my privilege to have in studio the president of Poland, Andrzej Duda, president of the Republic of Poland, really since 2014. And he's done a remarkable job and stepped up big time when this Ukraine war started. His country has taken in about 1 million Ukrainians. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
Bardzo serdecznie witam pana redaktora i witam także wszystkich naszych słuchaczy i widzów.
I greet you and all our listeners and viewers.
How has Poland been able to absorb the 1 million Ukrainians, and what has been the greatest challenge for your country as after Russia's invasion?
That was a reflex of our hearts. Nobody really had to encourage Poles, my compatriots, to welcome refugees from Ukraine into their homes. We call them guests in Poland. When Russia attacked Ukraine, launching a full-scale attack, as we put it, on the 24th of February 2022. Well, indeed, a huge flood of refugees started to move towards the Polish border. We opened up our border immediately, trying to let as many people get through as possible, trying to make it available for the biggest possible number of people to flee from the areas which Russia was attacking. Because right from the start in that war, Russia has been brutally attacking civilian neighborhoods. It's not only military targets. Right from the start, they carried out brutal missile raids of big neighborhoods in big Ukrainian cities in Kharkiv, in Kiev, and in other places. Also close to the Polish border in Lviv, in Lutsk. So there were a lot of such attacks, and people were fleeing just like that. Indeed, they were welcomed in Polish homes. And just anonymous people whom they had never known took them Poles went to the border, took those people home. They invited them and supported them. That was just a reflex of the heart, so to say. We know simply what it means that somebody is suffering when somebody was attacked, especially by Russians. Unfortunately, this is a part of our history, a big part of our history. And this opening of the hearts was just immediate. It was just a reflex of the heart.
It was pretty amazing to see. You were also the first nation to give the Ukrainians fighter jets. And they need more fighter jets, don't they?
Yes, we have transferred to Ukraine a big size, big parts of armaments. The first ones, the biggest assistance, of course, is coming from the United States. And being neighbors to Ukraine, we are very much grateful for that, to the U.S. authorities for that help, for that support to Ukraine. Without this support, Ukraine would not survive, and there is no doubt about that. They wouldn't be able to defend themselves. It is not only about the bravery of Ukrainian soldiers, which is wonderful, but it is also a matter of having things to fight with, the equipment to fight with. So right from the start, we were also sending armaments to Ukraine, the one which Ukraine soldiers were able to use right away. That was important at the outset. They had no experience whatsoever with Western American military equipment or German equipment or French equipment, but they were very good at using Soviet era Russian equipment. That is why we sent right away MiG-29 jets. We put them at the disposal of Ukraine soldiers, and they had pilots who were able to fly those planes right away. We sent more than 300 tanks to Ukraine. Mainly, these were the post-Soviet era tanks, but we modernized them in Poland, and they had strengthened armors. Also, communication systems were high-quality ones. They were well-equipped and ready to fight. We sent more than 300 such tanks, plus also Leopard tanks later on, produced by Germany. We even organized a tank coalition or an armor coalition, as we called it. We also talked to everybody and convinced everyone, upon the request of Ukraine, to send modern tanks to Ukraine, the tanks which were tanks of the 21st century. And indeed, we were implementing the help all the time. So we belong, we're among the three states who actually gave the biggest military assistance to Ukraine. That is, and that was, a huge effort to us. But we are doing that also in order to strengthen Polish security, because we know that Russian imperialism has to be stopped. To us, this is of key importance, to make sure that Ukraine can defend itself, so that Russians are not able to conquer Ukraine, so that they do not defeat Ukraine. Ukraine has to defend itself, and I make an appeal to everyone to support Ukraine, because the primacy of international law has to be reinstated, and in order for that to happen, Russian troops have to be driven out from the Ukrainian lands. Ukraine has to recover control of its internationally recognized borders.
So we've given $70 billion, but everything we give seems late. HIMARS, late. Patriot, late. F-15 trainings, late. The cluster bombs, late. The Javelin missiles, late. The tanks, 31, not one has arrived. How hard has it been on the Ukrainians? Because it seems like we are always late.
First and foremost, assistance is needed, and it's positive that the assistance is being given. I'm always saying, well, we need to appreciate that, because without the military support, especially with modern equipment, Ukraine would not be able to defend itself. The problem that Ukrainians are facing is not only the so-called military techniques or technology, simply said weapons. There is also another thing. Russia simply is... The Russians are much more numerous than Ukrainians. Vladimir Putin does not care for the life of his soldiers. He sends thousands of soldiers to die, as a matter of fact, in many cases. Russians are suffering huge losses, but he is sending soldiers coming from the far east of Russia. These are not soldiers from Moscow. They are not reservists or conscripts from St. Petersburg, from big cities, where there are influential elites, where there could be a rebellion on the part of the society, where the world would be able to see mothers of fallen soldiers protesting. He is taking soldiers from far away areas of Russia, non-Russians. They are coming from many different nations who live in Russia, and those soldiers are being killed en masse simply. But they are actually outnumbering Ukrainians with a sheer number. This is the difference between 40 million right. Ukrainians and 140 million
President
Russians.
Duda, we are late on this. And it makes it harder in America for us to support the war when we're late on getting the stuff they need. yet the numbers are high in terms of what we already given. Have you expressed that to President Biden that, you know, they need F-15s, they need more tanks, 31 is not enough?
Yesterday, I said to President Biden, because we had an opportunity to see each other during a reception given here at New York by Mr. President on the occasion of the UN General Assembly, traditionally, I said I ask very much to provide further support to Ukraine, to supply armaments to Ukraine, because that is of key importance to stop Russian imperialism, to avoid a huge war, because I am convinced that if Russian imperialism is not stopped, then Russia, sooner or later, with its actions, will lead to a great war. And then, unfortunately, as we have seen in history, from the history of the First World War and the Second World War, in order to bring about peace in Europe somehow, the United States, again, will have to get involved by deploying its soldiers. That is why I urge and I make an appeal to help Ukraine right now, so that Ukraine is able to defend itself before this conflict spills over. Today, we can cut off Russian imperialism simply by forcing Russians to withdraw, and by doing that, by punishing the imperialist ambitions which Vladimir Putin is demonstrating. This is a huge opportunity today to keep the peace in the world, and I appeal to everyone. I also asked President Biden to do the same, to use this opportunity. This opportunity is being used precisely through supporting Ukraine. We are starting sending armaments to Ukraine. We are helping Ukrainians to defend their homeland.
So you, I understand, are spending even more on your defense than any other nation in NATO per capita for your GDP. Not only are you doing 2%, you're going to get up to 4%. Why do the Polish people and you, President Duda in particular, understand the need to hit the threshold of 2 and double it, where other nations like Germany, France, Hungary, and others don't even get close to that? In fact, only 9 nations are hitting their 2%. That drives critics of NATO crazy, like people like President Trump. And he's got a great point, doesn't he?
I was 17 years old in 1989. When the Iron Curtain was falling and when Poland was liberating itself from the darkness of communism and simply from the Russian, from the Soviet sphere of influence. We were successful thanks to solidarity, thanks to the determination of the Polish people, but also thanks to huge support from the United States. And we will always be grateful to President Ronald Reagan. We will recall him with gratefulness, but also our Pope, John Paul II, in my cabinet in Warsaw. I've got a picture where Ronald Reagan and the Pope were talking to each other. They were two huge leaders, world leaders, and together with Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, they brought the fall of the Iron Curtain. And thanks to that, we managed to liberate ourselves without a fight, without bloodshed, in a democratic way, through protests, through elections. That was a great, great success. But we understand full well in Poland what Russian occupation is, what Russian sphere of influence stands for. And today, when Russia again has revived its imperial ambitions, when it wants to govern, to subjugate itself other nations, which it demonstrated in Georgia back in 2008, which it has been demonstrating since 2014 in Ukraine, and since last year through full-scale aggression by crushing civilian neighborhoods, by killing people, Polish people understand full well that we have to prepare ourselves to show that we are strong enough, and hence the decisions to spend on defense, on strengthening Polish armed forces. Of course, we are very happy to have on our soil the U.S. soldiers, and we are really grateful for that to the United States as a state and as a member of NATO. But we know that what is of biggest importance is to make sure that we are a responsible ally, and a responsible ally is the one who cares for their own security.
President Duda, Poland, I have so many questions for you, but I guess first and foremost, is this a Putin issue? Is Vladimir Putin the one who really wants to expand and get the Russian Empire back? Or is this a Russian government policy and he just happens to be the president? Is Putin the problem or is Russia the problem?
Oczywiście, że
of course,
ogromnym problemem jest
a huge problem is the attitude of the president of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin. He is leading the state after all, and these are his political decisions. And of course, a circle of his collaborators as well. Let us be open and frank and say the following. This policy, the imperialist policy of Russia, the policy of aggression of Russia against Ukraine, meets support of a huge part of the Russian society. There were no big protests in Russia against Vladimir Putin's policy. Russians, for many years, have been fed with propaganda. They are being convinced that they have the right to govern other nations, that they have the right to expand their Ruski Mir, that the nations in our part of the world, in our part of Europe, had to do with a Russian aggression, with Russian influences, and they don't want to have them back. And we will defend ourselves against that, because we do not want to have Ruski Mir. We have our own culture, we have our own customs, and we want to preserve these. We do not want Russia to impose its rules upon us.
Like they've done before, with the Soviet Union coming on one end, Nazi Germany on the other end, and they cut Poland to pieces, and you're not going to let that happen again. I'm sure of it.
A huge number of our citizens were murdered. Poles were shot down during the Second World War. That was done by Germans, by German Nazis. That was also done by Russians in cutting. They killed Polish officers, Polish intelligentsia. Several thousand Poles were murdered in a brutal way by the Stalin regime, by the Soviets. Hundreds of thousands were deported to faraway Siberia. We know what suffering means in Russian enslavement, and we never want to see that again.
They're great at this capturing things, like they're taking Ukrainian kids and bringing them into Russia. They give 4% of their GDP to NATO, and they've already given 3.26 billion dollars towards this fight in Ukraine and taken in over a million Ukrainians. The president of Poland, who understands the threat, in studio. More with him in just a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-781-1815. That's 800-781-1815. Again, 800-781-1815.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-898-6155 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. What do you have to lose? Call 800-898-6155. Again, 800-898-6155.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An honest thrift store employee from California makes today's Dean's List. Oliver Jollis works at the Pick of the Litter thrift shop in the San Francisco Bay Area that raises money for injured and orphaned animals, with all of the proceeds going towards the Humane Society. Oliver was recently sorting through the clothing donations when he found a very expensive white shirt. And by that I mean the shirt had a lot of money stashed away. In total, $5,000 was inside of a bag where the white shirt was found, along with a piece of paper that had car insurance information. Oliver alerted some of his co-workers, who helped track down the woman whose shirt and money were accidentally given to the thrift shop. And although she wants to remain anonymous, when contacted by the local news station, the woman says she was so impressed with Oliver because he could have pocketed the money and not told anyone. But he didn't, and whatever you do in this world will come back to you, be it negative or positive. And in this case, Oliver deserves all the credit. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with country singer Drew Baldridge. Baldridge recently learned how powerful music can be to form connections, as his song Big Prayers led him to a foundation sending families impacted by terminal illness on an adventure. And he did just that for a fan who reached out to share his story.
Their Instagram is Take the Trip Foundation, and you can go on there and see how to get involved. Go to their website. There's ways to donate to them because they're a nonprofit.
Baldridge is currently on the road with his music, including another song embraced by fans, She's Somebody's Daughter, which has a wedding version he made for his wife.
Had like 10 million views overnight. I was floored. She was floored. And we were like, man, obviously this song is connected with some people. So since then, it became like this daughter trend on TikTok, where it was pictures of daughters, obviously, of their dads, and the whole chorus, it was just pictures of their dad and them. And I would watch them and cry too, because I was just like, man, you know, knowing our music is hitting people on a whole other level.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Mr. President, President Duda, we're privileged to have the President of Poland, who's done such a remarkable job as an ally to the Americans, especially to the Ukrainians, and understand the Russian threat. Mr. President, give me your view on the counterinsurgency right now. I know you said prior to this, the Russians have really dug in and they're looking to protect the land they stole. But it seems as though there seems to be breakthroughs over the last few weeks in taking back small towns. Are they getting the mining equipment? Are they starting to see some penetration?
The beginning of the offensive or the counteroffensive launched by Ukraine was very difficult. The reason for that was that, well, perhaps the Ukrainians might not have or might have underestimated the Russians, their preparation to keep the occupied areas. Russians built a very strong line of defense. They built fortifications, and first and foremost, they laid hundreds of square kilometers of minefields. And indeed, the Ukrainian army, which was launching the counteroffensive, was entering those minefields and suffered huge losses. That is why a couple of months ago, I personally was asked by President Volodymyr Zelensky that Poland sends special vehicles, demining vehicles. And as a matter of fact, we were supplying such vehicles from Poland as part of our support. We were looking for them all over Poland in military units in order to be able to deploy them to Ukraine as soon as possible so that they could support the defensive activities of Ukrainians, support the counteroffensive. But in fact, Russians did a lot of work to fortify, and that was holding back to a large extent the Ukrainian counteroffensive today. Some of those minefields have been neutralized, but that is going to be a concern for tens of years after the war ends, because we know that minefields are a huge tragedy. Anti-personal mines. But today a lot of those difficulties have been overcome.
90 seconds left. Right now, people wonder how committed Western Europe is to this. There's word that India is selling Russian oil back to Western Europe to get it at a discount. They're starting to break their own sanctions, countries like Germany. Do you worry about countries like Germany and France, who are not giving what they pledged? You think they'll start to maybe forget about this?
Well, in the first place, I keep calling on helping Ukraine. The assistance to Ukraine means also very consistent implementation of the sanctions policy vis-à-vis Russia. Russia has to be stopped. The Russian imperialism is very dangerous. Today, this Russian imperialism is demonstrated through the brutal aggression against Ukraine. But if Russia is successful in Ukraine, then it will probably attack other states, as many years ago in 2008. When Russia invaded Georgia, Polish President Lech Kaczynski was staying in Tbilisi, and I had an honor to cooperate with him back then as a young minister in his office. He said that today it's Georgia, tomorrow perhaps it will be Ukraine, and then perhaps the Baltic states and perhaps even my country, Poland. He said that. He said it in 2008, and unfortunately his words are coming true. That is why we are trying so much to support Ukraine today in our part of Europe, the president of the Baltic states, myself, because we are aware that Russia poses a real threat, that there is a Russian imperialism.
Mr. President, it was a thrill to have you here, and I was so glad you're an ally of ours, the way you fought with us in Afghanistan, Iraq, and doing it again.
Paid for by government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-509-6468, and you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-509-6468. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-509-6468 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-509-6468.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Striking auto workers getting a visit next week.
The president wrote on the X social media site that he will travel to Michigan on Tuesday to stand in solidarity with the men and women of UAW as they fight for a fair share of the value they helped create. Mr. Biden faces political pressure, knowing his re-election bid needs union support. A Trump campaign spokesman said it will be a cheap photo op, and that the president is only going to Michigan on Tuesday because Trump announced he's going on Wednesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden says he's determined to stop gun violence in the U.S., formally launching the first ever federal office to be dedicated to uncovering solutions and supporting communities ravaged by the shootings. Among all her other jobs, Vice President Harris now is going to lead the new Office of Gun Violence Prevention. Russia's top diplomat taking aim at Western nations during a speech at the UN General Assembly.
In his speech in New York, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov described the U.S. and the West as self-interested defenders of a fading international order. Lavrov accused them of stoking conflict and dividing humanity into hostile blocs. He added, they're doing everything they can to prevent the formation of a genuine multipolar and just world order. However, the long-running foreign minister did not mention the ongoing Russian war in Ukraine. For a second year in a row, the General Assembly is taking place with no end to the war in sight. I'm Karen Chamas.
Residents of part of coastal North Carolina, Virginia, experienced flooding Saturday after then-Tropical Storm Ophelia made landfall near a North Carolina barrier. But about 8 o'clock Eastern time Saturday night, Ophelia had slowed to become a tropical depression, and all storm surge and tropical storm warnings were discontinued. More at townhall.com.
Take the time to really get to know your body. You find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Quite a joyride for a couple of kids.
Authorities say a 10-year-old Florida boy and his 11-year-old sister, who were running away to California, actually drove about 200 miles in their mother's car before they were finally stopped by police. The mother had reported the car stolen and her kids missing. Officers thought at first they were dealing with a couple of car thieves, and boy, were they surprised to see two kids hop out of the car. The girl, well, she was upset because her mother had taken away her cell phone. The kids have been released to their mother. Jason Walker reporting.
A growing number of states are offering assistance to low-income adults who once had to rely on charity or the emergency room to treat their dental problems. State lawmakers have agreed to spend hundreds of millions of dollars so adults on Medicaid can get dental care. More at townhall.com. The recent impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton made national news as a historic attempt to remove the state's top attorney. Speaking on the Salem News Channel this past week, Paxton said initially he had no idea what was afoot.
I didn't know about this. This was all done behind closed doors in secret with just a few people over a period of about 4 months. And then they did the public part of it where they had the investigation publicly for 1 day. Then they announced articles of impeachment after 1 day of public investigation. They did a 4-hour hearing, and within less than 48 hours, I was out the door.
And while the vote was mostly along party lines to acquit, Paxton says of the 16 charges he faced, two GOP state senators broke ranks to vote with the Democrats to try to remove him from office. He is now back sitting under the seal and attending to his daily calendar. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, around the world.
And I'm not going to insult anybody in the border cities and say this is the center of the illegal immigrant crisis in America, because I sometimes say that because we had about 85,000 people on the street, but then you see 4,000 people stream into Texas and just Eagle Pass, and you realize that Arizona on a regular basis, New Mexico and California, if they were allowed to complain, are dealing with it a lot worse. But in terms of inner cities, there's nothing that compares to the hellacious situation here in New York. And it's all started by the president's border policies. Please tell me anybody that's happy with them. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Eagle Pass is a city of 30,000 people. We cannot sustain this flow. We need help. We need it now. We need people from the top. I'm talking from our president, our vice president.
Yeah, that would help, Mayor Salinas. Worst ever. Worst border breach since Fox had been covering the Biden-sponsored onslaught. His latest panic move will make it even worse. Everyone from Venezuela gets to stay for a year and a half. New York says thank you. My answer to all of you, can everybody not be so short-sighted? If you let 18 people work here, do you realize we're going to get triple that soon?
Number two.
Biden puts China first, Mexico first, Ukraine first, Canada first, Europe first, Asia first. He puts America last. He puts our military last. He puts veterans last. He puts everything that's good and proper to be last.
First is green energy. Seriously. 2024, new numbers are in. Trump is still strong. Governor Haley on the rise in Iowa and New Hampshire and South Carolina. We're going to look at the leaders and what polls show you care about most.
Number one.
Have you had personal contact with anyone at FBI headquarters about the Hunter Biden investigation?
I don't recollect the answer to that question.
I'm sorry. You don't recollect whether you've talked with anybody at FBI headquarters about an investigation of the president's son?
Yeah, that is Congressman Johnson, and that is Merrick Garland pretending to answer. He gets grilled but survives, and in my view, that's all he wanted to do. He has plausible deniability, a la Jim Biden, or I know nothing, a la Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes. What we learned and where the Hunter investigation goes from here, essentially. If you had a few hours, it was definitely worth the listen, not for the answers, but for the penetrating questions and the dodge. Mark Thiessen, former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush, Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist, best-selling author, joins us now. Mark, what was your takeaway from that 7 hours with in front of the House Judiciary Committee?
Oh, they didn't restore my confidence in impartial justice, that's for sure.
He said he is. You're all,
yeah.
That isn't good enough?
I don't know if he talked to the FBI about Hunter Biden. I mean, give me a break. It's ridiculous. There, but for the grace of Mitch McConnell, goes the Supreme Court justice. Truly. I mean, that man could have been sitting on the Supreme Court.
And you believe he's still intelligent, got his faculties, but he has no interest in answering these questions. He says, I'm done with David Weiss. When I appointed him, I told the Senate I will not be in touch with him. I have no idea anything else is going on. I support whistleblowers. Don't know what they said. Don't know if it's true. And, Mark, unless you get the whistleblowers with David Weiss, with Merrick Garland, this guy survives.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is why he made him a special counsel finally, so he could say that.
You phased out a little bit.
It's just a disgrace. And if you want to know why Donald Trump is surging in the polls with the Republicans in the Republican primary, here it is. You've got a Justice Department that has been weaponized against him, starting all the way back with, before the 2016 election, with the Russia collusion hoax, which was turned out to be nothing more than a conspiracy, and the Mueller probe, down to two impeachments, 91 indictments. I mean, Brian, the Unabomber only had 14 indictments.
It's incredible.
And then you've got, at the same time, the Justice Department bending over backwards to cover up for Hunter Biden. So, Americans look at this and just say, I don't trust our system of justice. I don't trust its impartiality. And, oh, by the way, I trust Donald Trump more than I trust these people. So when Donald Trump says stuff that's patently untrue, you know, we expect them to suddenly believe that he's telling the same things that are untrue about the election results and all the rest of it. So, you know, and then the media, which absolutely beclowned itself during the Russia collusion conspiracy theory pursuit, you know, they've completely lost the trust of the American people. There's a Pew poll that came out that says that trust in institutions across the board, you know, the media, the press, the everything, except for like.
I want you to hear. I know you have. You're down on the system, but Jerry Nadler's not down at all. He loves Merrick Garland. Cut one.
There have been accusations that the handling of the Hunter Biden matter is an example of a two-tiered system of justice. What's your response to that allegation?
The Justice Department treats everyone alike, regardless of party, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of wealth. Everyone is treated alike. I understand that people may not understand why particular investigations are conducted in particular ways until all the facts come out. That's what we have a court for.
Okay, case closed. Do you feel better now, Mark Thiessen?
Yeah, much better. Absolutely. That's not what the judge said.
Yeah.
Throughout the plea, you know, basically told them the plea deal wasn't going to fly. You know, it's just so dispiriting that our, you know, everything is falling apart, Ryan. Our institutions are falling apart. Our political parties are falling apart. We're careening towards an election where 70% of the American people don't want either of the leading candidates to be the nominee, and they're going to be forced to choose between people they don't want. Nothing works in this country anymore. It's so dispiriting to be an American at this time and be watching all this unfold.
This is the exchange that stood out to me with Mike Johnson, Cut 7.
Have you had personal contact with anyone at FBI headquarters about the Hunter Biden investigation?
I don't recollect the answer to that question, but the FBI works for the Justice Department. It's
I'm sorry. You don't recollect whether you've talked with anybody at FBI headquarters about an investigation of the president's son?
I don't believe that I did. I promised the Senate when I came before it for confirmation that I would leave Mr. Weiss in place and that I would not interfere with his investigation.
Right. But we also know this. He says Weiss could do whatever he wants. He goes, well, they couldn't do whatever he wants because D.C. and Los Angeles said they wouldn't work with him. He goes, well, they could. They just wouldn't partner with him. Are you kidding me?
No.
So then 2 days after this thing falls apart, you come and give him special prosecutor status. When the whistleblower said that he asked for it earlier, but they was told you're not going to get it.
No, it's and he doesn't recall whether he had a conversation or not. I mean, it's just that there you go. It's like that's the, you know, that's a smoking gun right there. He's lying. Of course he knows. Why would you not answer that question?
I don't know.
It's all.
I hear
it's
you.
So dispiriting.
So let's move on and talk about what's happening at the border. Bill Mnuchin said yesterday, I have never seen anything like it. In just Eagle Pass, between 3,000 and 4,000 people stormed in. All of them, most of them look like young men who have no business here. They don't have refugee status. They just want to come here. And, you know, whatever. That's not the way you do it. But this thing has reached all types of heights I've never seen before and never predicted it would. And here we are in an election year. And every time Democrats are asked about it, they say, well, President Biden put immigration reform on the table. They wouldn't entertain it. And the Republicans are making it, are starting this because they keep saying how bad the border is.
So here's the thing. In terms of, you know, the Republicans in Congress having any responsibility for this, the same laws are on the books today that were on the books for Donald Trump and Barack Obama. And they managed to secure the border for the most part. You know, so the same tools are there that are available to Joe Biden that were available to Donald Trump. He had no additional, you know, Congress didn't pass any immigration reform when he was president. So how was Trump able to secure the border, but Joe Biden can't? This is a crisis of choice. This is a choice by Joe Biden to, one, throw out the successful immigration policies, border policies that the Trump administration had in place, and two, not enforce the law. I mean, and keep in mind, by the way, he's not just reversing Donald Trump's border policy. He reversed Barack Obama's border policies. People forget this, but the left attacked Barack Obama for being the deporter-in-chief because he deported so many people from this country. Biden has stopped deporting people almost entirely. We're at record low deportations. So everything he's doing, he's reversing the policies not just of Trump but of Obama.
So I want you, here's the mayor, the Democratic mayor at Eagle Pass, cut 33.
This is not even a political thing. It's just a common sense thing where you cannot have random people coming into our city. We don't know who they are. We don't know what their plan is. And we need order. We need law and order in our community. There is a lot of people watching, a lot of people that don't think that this is an issue. People that are of the opinion I go, they all qualify for asylum. Come one, come all. It shouldn't be like that. No. This is a serious situation. My message is that we need to solve this problem. We need to hear from our leaders up top.
Yeah, you think? This is a Democratic mayor. You can't get a Democratic mayor in New York to get the president's attention. A Democratic mayor in Texas to get the president's attention. You know, Cuellar can't get even a phone call return in Texas, a Democrat. A Democratic governor can't get a meeting with the president. A Democratic mayor with the president a few blocks away can't get him to go tour one facility. Now, Mark, you have a great perspective on history, recent history on back, different presidents and styles. Can you imagine George Bush refusing to take even a call or a meeting with a Republican governor when he's in the middle of a crisis or mayor?
Well, Joe Biden doesn't accept that it's a crisis. And two, Joe Biden can't carry on a conversation. I mean, truly, he's not capable of having that discussion with Eric Adams. But look, Eric Adams, you know, cry me a river. Honestly, this is such a crisis for New York. It's so terrible for New York. You know, I'd like to why don't you switch jobs with the mayor of Eagle Pass for a day and go and try and manage his city and see what a real border crisis is. There's 30,000 people in Eagle Pass. They've had probably over the past 3 years, you know, 10 times the entire population of their city pass through their city. In terms of illegal migrants, just through Eagle Pass. And you're complaining about a few tens of thousands of migrants coming into your city? That, by the way, Eagle Pass didn't declare itself a sanctuary city. New York did. You know, so, you know, the idea that suddenly, like, you know, that New York is in a crisis, you know, welcome, you know, good. You should be a border city. Because, and we should send more migrants to New York because the Eagle Pass shouldn't be stuck with all these people.
You got great foreign policy knowledge. You know how historic it was for MBS to do his first English interview with Fox, in particular, Bret Baier. This is one very telling, very direct response to a very important question. Listen to this exchange. Cut 49.
When we are concerned of any country getting a nuclear weapon, that's a bad move. And you don't need to get a nuclear weapon because you cannot use it. Even if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, any country use a nuclear weapon, that means they are having a war with the rest of the world. The world cannot see another Hiroshima. If the world see 100,000 people dead, that means you are in a war with the rest of the world. So it's a useless effort to reach a nuclear weapon because you cannot use it. If you use it, you got to have a big fight with the rest of the world.
If they get one, will you?
If they get one, we have to get one for security reasons and for balancing power in the Middle East. But we don't want to see that.
So he was talking about Iran. So what's your reaction to that?
This is why we got to win in Ukraine. So Ukraine had the third largest nuclear arsenal in the world in 1991. And we got them to give it up in exchange for an agreement called the Bucharest Memorandum, which was an agreement between Russia, the United States, Ukraine, and Britain that Russia would respect Ukraine's territorial integrity and we would help them if their territorial integrity was threatened. And they gave up their weapons in exchange for that, and now Russia has invaded. And so if we do not help them push back that invasion, the lesson to every country around the world is, and every state, is get nuclear weapons, don't give them up under any circumstances. Nuclear proliferation is dead. So, you know, know, China says, okay, I can use my nuclear weapons the way Putin is as a deterrent to help the Americans won't defend Taiwan. North Korea will say, okay, I can invade South Korea. And Iran is going to say, I better break out as a nuclear power. Saudi Arabia is going to get nuclear weapons. All the Gulf states are going to nuclear. And then we're going to have a Sunni-Shia nuclear arms race in the Middle East. How do you like that?
Tell Josh Hawley that.
Talking about here.
Senator Josh Hawley, tell him that. Tell Byron Donalds that. I like both those guys, but they say get out of Ukraine. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, if you can't get these basic things right, you don't belong in public office.
Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. That's why your columns are so great and your opinion is so important. Mark Thiessen, thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Take care.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. You don't have to agree with Mark, and that's great. But, man, the guy puts his research in. His opinions are strong, but they are from experience. And then for using his sources. So it's okay to call up and say, I disagree with Mark or me, by the way. 1-866-408-7669. Later on, the former vice president of the United States in studio, Mike Pence and Jimmy Failer.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
The cornerstone prayer of Christianity, recited in defiance of a call for police to clear the room at the end of a contentious school board meeting in Suffolk County, Virginia. Parent Daisha Smith started it all.
The spirit in me just said, oh no, I will not be squashed out. And I got on my feet. And out came the Lord's Prayer.
Smith was reacting to a tense interchange between another local parent, Angela Kilgore, and the school board chair over whether or not she had the right to pray for students and the school as part of her public comments. Both women came to express their concern that the Suffolk County School Board was pushing back against Governor Glenn Youngkin's guidelines for LGBTQ students. Angela Kilgore.
I've been told by the church community in this area that there's a separation between church and state. But these are our children. You know, it just can't happen anymore. We got to pray for them.
To find out more, go to foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jay Clementi, Songwriting with Soldiers music director, and Crystal Gasser, a participant with the organization.
We pair professional songwriters with veterans and their families to help tell a piece of their story.
Crystal, talk to me about getting involved.
My husband is in the Army, and his job is explosive ordnance disposal, so we are familiar with the EOD Warrior Foundation, and so that's how I heard about Songwriting with Soldiers. I saw it posted, and I was sort of like, well, you know, that's not for me. That's for people who have harder times or whatever. And my husband was like, no, it's absolutely for you.
In 2021, they wrote a song called Overwhelmed.
Being able to get that out and have the outlet was really important and was really helpful.
We are not therapists. We're just songwriter artists that are trying to connect and help tell a piece of your story. But there is a power to that collaborative songwriting.
Find the songs on songwritingwithsoldiers.org along with how to get involved. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1974. Hank Aaron breaks Babe Ruth's record.
And delivering.
There is a contradiction when the executive branch is both investigatory and the subject of investigation. It is these events that forced the House, by a vote of 410-4, to set in motion this impeachment inquiry.
Greatness comes not when things go always good for you, but the greatness comes, and you're really tested, when you take some knocks. Some disappointments.
I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. In radio, you're with Brian Kilmeade.
I've heard young leaders talk with me about a term they've coined called climate anxiety. Period. Right? Which is fear of the future and the unknown, of whether it makes sense for you to even think about having children, whether it makes sense for you to think about aspiring to buy a home, because yep. What will this climate be?
Right, exactly. And that's why I brought in someone suffering from climate anxiety now, little Jimmy Failla.
Real beat up about
it. What are you not doing now because of the oceans and because of combustion engines?
Well, you know what those people with climate anxiety aren't doing? Sleeping with other people.
They
don't have to worry about having kids.
Right.
I'm like, that's not an option for you. You know,
walking around hang dog saying the world's going to end. Excuse me.
I love how they say it like it's their choice. Okay, it's not their choice. They don't have this option anyway to have kids. Nobody wants to hook up with these people because they're annoying. Okay. I'm fascinated by the climate grift. Like I am. Because, again, what is the ultimate end game here? That if you do what we say, we will change the weather.
Yes.
Like, imagine when you were a kid. We always had this. There was a guy in First Avenue saying he could control the hurricane, and they put him in a home. Now right. They put him in the White House.
Right.
Now they put him in front of a podium at the UN. They're like, no, say it. It'll be great.
You know what they've done in China? Every time an American says that, they have a national laugh track. And they will just say, I'm working on it. We're working away on it. Every week they have a new coal plant.
What I was told is it's a climate swear jar. If you say climate change, you have to put a quarter in it, and they use it towards the next coal plant.
It's true.
Quarters in the swear jar.
All right, so what I did is I went a little along with Mark Thiessen. You never would have done that when you do your show, Jimmy Failla. I never really even properly introduced
you. But I'm here, and the world's better for it.
Right now, I have Mike Pence in 15 minutes, but you're next.
Okay, I'm his opener.
So this was extra.
Yeah, it's in his contract.
Like, I'm not paying you for this. The next segment, I'm paying everything for. And then we find out where you're going to be on stage.
Love this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
One of the reasons we've seen manufacturing jobs grow so much in this administration compared to the manufacturing recession under the last administration is that we're investing in American manufacturing.
You're investing with our money in things that we don't want.
I need to point out that wealthy people were specifically excluded from the Inflation Reduction Act.
Well, I just gave you the number. Do you dispute that 2/3 of EV owners are owned by people over 100,000 that make over 100,000?
Sure, because the first EVs, of course, were acquired by Ford.
Do you dispute that?
But that number's going down.
Those are the facts. It doesn't matter if they're going down now.
The
folks that I represent can't afford them today, sir.
Why were you against cutting their costs?
All these factors. I'm not against cutting the cost. The market should do it. But you want the government, you want my taxpayers to pay to cut the cost, which isn't cutting the cost. It's subsidizing the cost.
That is Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He can't go away quick enough. Mm-hmm. And Congressman Scott Perry. We have EV expert Jimmy Failey here today getting set to host Fox Cross Country. Dressed down. Did not dress up for the show.
I'm in a bomber jacket today, right now.
And what's the message?
No, you know what? I'm in a mellow mood, Kilmeade. I dress, you know, fashion is about capturing your energy on a given day.
So you get up totally naked, look in your closet, and say to yourself, what am I, what mood am I in?
Well, today, yes, I'm in a bomber jacket and a T-shirt, which means I'm in the mood to look like a United States senator in the chamber.
Fantastic.
I feel like a senator. You know, exactly. I feel like a woman, feel like a senator.
Whose side are you on, Scott Perry's or Pete Buttigieg?
Well, listen, Pete Buttigieg, man. None of anything, nothing they say holds up to factual scrutiny. And this goes all the way back to the beginning when gas was, you know, at an all-time high. What was Pete Buttigieg's message? Well, you know, you can save money on gas buying an electric car. Yeah. But the reality of that is, you know, you knew this. If you didn't have the extra $2 a gallon for gas, you didn't have the extra $66,000 for an electric car. So the logic in that was so ridiculous because it's like me saying to you, I'm having a hard time. I keep striking out with the women at my local bar. And you're like, dude, you should just date Cindy Crawford. Right? I'm like, yeah, that's not an option. That wasn't on the table here. And $66,000 isn't on the table if you can't afford gas. But where it doesn't hold up to factual scrutiny is just Scott Perry saying to him, you're not lowering the prices of EVs. My tax dollars are subsidizing the cost. And the only people buying them are rich anyway.
So, Jimmy Failla, I'll bring you a little inside politics. You were up for the MBS interview.
Yeah, that's
and true. Brett Baer just bigfooted you and said, excuse me?
Which is wrong, because as a cab driver, you know how many guys I know from Saudi Arabia?
Exactly. Absolutely.
I would have probably did better than he would.
I love the one line. I'll just paraphrase it. There's a story out today. It's like you're saying in your forums. There's a story out today. A guy tweeted something against the regime, and he's going to be put to death. Yeah. Like, what about this? He goes, yeah, change comes slow.
He's like, really? The guy in charge.
And then the follow-up, and Paul Brett's like, well, is he dead? He goes, Wes, let's hope we get a better judge. You know, so he's like, listen, I can't do everything.
Man.
So I just say to myself, okay. You know, it's not easy taking over something that was really, Wahhabi was the big educational.
It's hard to compare ball players from different eras.
Yeah.
They say.
So I want to bring you to this. Now, the other thing that keeps you up at night is, you want me to answer?
Give it to me.
Sports washing.
Oh, big time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Golf.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer.
Yep.
Everything, rugby they're looking for.
Listen, if you can bet on it, I'm watching.
So, MBS, was asked about this because, you know, LIV is merging with the PGA and they kind of forced their way in, cut 51.
You are spending a ton on sports, a lot of money, big names that people are very familiar with, big teams, big facilities. What do you say to the people who charge that that's part of sports washing, that you're trying to use all of that to somehow improve or somehow affect your image in the world?
Well, if sports washing going to increase my GDP by 1%, then I will continue doing sports washing.
You're okay with that term?
I don't care. I have 1% growth of GDP from sports, and I'm aiming for another 1.5%. Call it whatever you want. You're going to get that 1.5%.
He is singing your song, Jimmy. I can see you saying the same thing. Call me what you want. Just make sure you buy a ticket.
Buy a damn ticket. That's what it is. Listen, if you're going to come see me tape my one-hour special at the Paramount, you can pronounce it any way
you
like.
When is that?
It's Friday night, October the 13th.
Okay.
Strong Island.
Because, you know, you got you have WABC listeners here. And
you're damn right I do.
That signal goes all the way to Saudi Arabia.
You're damn right. All the way.
That's what they say.
Yeah, they call it the LIV Comedy Tour.
There's music. We have
you and Greg songs. Norman. Greg Norman introduces you.
Me and the Shark. He's going to bring me on.
Right.
Right there in Huntington. Friday night, October 13th. I tell you this every time I see you. It's a time machine, Kilmeade. You're going to 1982. We're going to have jokes. Jokes aren't going to be hate crimes. Everybody's going
to
be fine.
So I don't go to a CVS or a Walgreens. I go to Charlie's Pharmacy.
Love it.
In Wantagh. Mm-hmm. And, you know, only prescription drugs.
Yep.
And I go in there and they go, I'm going to go see my Levittown boy. So I'm thinking to myself, he never talks to me like this because he's a pharmacist.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? You know, he's like, Brian, I'm going to just say, Jimmy Failla, I'm buying tickets because we're from Levittown and we got to support each other. Is that something you're from Levittown?
How amazing
is that?
Is there
something? Yeah. And that was the only thing he says. I'm buying tickets. I'm like, well, I can get you. And he goes, no,
I'm buying them. I'm in, I got a job.
And I love you for offering to give away my tickets.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm like, I know him.
Now I know why you let me do promo on your show. It's because you're giving so many freebies out. You're like, I should help him sell one or two.
Did you think it was going that direction?
No, that's amazing.
But he's bringing his whole family.
Dude, yesterday I took Lincoln to GameStop. We're in GameStop buying a new Xbox. The guy behind the clerk is like, are you Jimmy Fallon from Fox? It's so weird.
Right.
You know, because I've never up until like 2 years ago been able to say yes if people asked if I was Jimmy Fallon. Because I usually like owed the money.
Exactly. Yeah.
Why, who's asking?
Yeah, you know? That's always a good retort.
Yeah, sometimes you turn and run. Right. So it's a whole new world for me. But that's amazing, Charlie's Drugs. They better be there. And if they do go 100%, make sure we'll get them backstage. We can hang out and give them like the deluxe hello.
Can I just say it's not Charlie's Drugs? That sounds like an illicit operation. Uh-huh. It's Charlie's Pharmacy.
Yeah, Charlie's Pharmacy. Right. Charlie's Drugs sounds like a place where a guy with my accent would go.
Yeah, somewhere from Levittown.
Yeah, I got Charlie's Drugs behind the bowling alley, behind right. Levittown Lanes.
Yeah. I don't have a storefront. Yeah. So, Jimmy, who's on your radio show today?
Today's a hot one. We're bringing in Charles McPhee, who's the head writer for Charlemagne. Because we're going to be talking about Howard Stern going woke.
What do you think?
I think it's performative. I think it's a hostage situation. He needs to distance himself from all the things that would have gotten him canceled. But can I, you know, because he's done a lot of things that were unwoke.
I think he's changed.
He has. He has absolutely evolved to be the thing he hated. He was a champion of the little guy. He made his fame raging against the machine, fighting with the FCC.
Sure.
Now he's on the side of Big Pharma, who screwed the little guy out of his job. But do you want to know the in-between on this? It's Trump. Trump's omnipotence in the media really burnt Stern's, he really did burn his buns a little bit. Because Howard fashioned himself as the king of all media. And when Trump showed up, there was no more omnipotent figure in the media than Donald Trump. And I think the irrelevance that dealt Howard really burnt his buns a little bit.
I want to build on that, maybe a little bit different take.
Uh-huh.
I think that he's upset that all his buddies listened to the Trump interviews and Trump came out thoroughly entertaining.
Yes.
And he's trying to rationalize it. You know, Jimmy, Jimmy Fallon got ripped for just treating like him a segment. I think that Trump feels bad about it.
100%. 100%. And think about that. When they said Jimmy Fallon normalized Trump on NBC, they're like, you must have normalized him. I'm like, he had a show on your channel for 15 years. Was he some fringe element who was on every Thursday at 8? I always forget about how that worked.
Jimmy, thanks so much for coming in.
Yes.
And I know it's not easy because your studio's not even close to here.
I got to walk at least 3 feet.
Right.
But thanks to the help I get from Charlie's Pharmacy, I'm always feeling spry.
Not Charlie's Drugs.
Not Charlie's
They'll
Pharmacy.
They'll be in the audience. Treat them like everybody else. All right, where do we go for tickets?
Ticketmaster. Jimmy failed to Paramount Friday night, October 13th. Tickets right at Ticketmaster or ParamountNewYork.com. You better be there.
Back in a moment.
Want even more, Brian? Download the podcast at BrianKilmeadShow.com. Every episode, exclusive interviews on demand. More of Kilmeade coming up.
Hi, team.
Apps on the table by 7:30 sharp.
Jalen and his catering company have a lot on their plate.
Really particular.
He needs a bigger team to continue climbing up the food chain.
Got this event. Hey, Mitch, was that a contract for 200 or 250 people?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? Morgan's silver dollars are back for 2023. For the 100th anniversary, the U.S. Mint released the first legal tender Morgan's in 100 years. They sold out instantly. Now, Morgan's silver dollars are back in 2023, minted in 99.9% pure silver, but only 275,000 coins were minted, and they will go fast. The entire market and experts agree this is a big deal and an amazing opportunity for both coin and silver buyers. Just call 1-800-509-6400. 2468. And you are guaranteed a 2023 brand new uncirculated 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. But with limited quantities, you must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-509-6468. Plus, you'll receive a free bonus Patriots pack, new and improved, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-509-6468 now to secure your new 2023 Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-509-6468.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We shouldn't be spending a dime more on Ukraine. We need an accounting of every dime that has been spent so far. And I'm just tired of hearing the president say over and over that we've got to invest. This is an investment in the future of every nation. What about our nation? It's not an investment in our future, in our people, in our jobs. That needs to be the priority.
Senator Josh Hawley with Laura Ingraham last night with me in studio, the former vice president of the United States who wants to be the next president of the United States.
Hey, Brian.
Vice President Mike Pence. I want you to respond to this because this is really dividing the Republican Party. You heard Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri. Don't want to spend another dime there. I see the importance in our foreign policy. Lindsey Graham sees that. General Jack Keane sees that. Does Mike Pence see that?
Look, I believe that it is in our national interest to continue to give the Ukrainian military what they need to defeat and repel the Russian invasion, because I have no doubt that if Russia overruns Ukraine, that they will not long after that cross a border where we have to send our fighting men and women to defend them under our NATO treaty. So I get it. I understand the frustration. I think there should be accountability there. But I think the frustration that you hear on Capitol Hill is as much a condemnation of Joe Biden's failed leadership.
Slow walking of weapons.
The lack of confidence in after that disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. The people of this country have lost confidence in Joe Biden's ability as commander in chief. And now with regard to Ukraine, he continues to give I give Senator Hawley, you know, points for saying the way Joe Biden has described it is these gauzy speeches about democracy in the world. No. Look, I've been to Ukraine. I've heard from people who had family members gunned down in the streets. I've stood in Bucha, where there used to be a mass grave where the Russians mercilessly slaughtered over 500 people in a small town, there's a moral reason to be there. But on national security, you make decisions based upon our national interests. Our national interest is in containing Russian aggression.
Yeah.
The Ukrainians are willing to do it. They're willing to make the fight. I think we need to continue and more earnestly, more effectively, to give them what they need.
And don't you think it relates to Taiwan, Mr. Vice President?
Are we
learning anything? We have not been able to get what they paid for to them.
Brian, leave it to you to nail it. Look, remember, China has what they call an unlimited partnership with Russia. That's what President Xi says. You know, and I've met President Xi. I've met Putin as well. I had a chance to size him up man to man. And I'll tell you what, that partnership is real. Xi is watching everything that's happening in Ukraine, and he's looking for America and the West to falter. And that if that happens, and Putin overruns Ukraine, I have no doubt in my mind the clock will start ticking on China moving on Taiwan. And you achieve peace through strength by being the leader of the free world, by standing with nations around the world that are defending their own freedom, giving them what they need to make the fight. And so it's not just about Ukraine.
Right.
It's as much about China.
And Vladimir Putin is counting on us withering and losing interest in this. Yeah. I know Germany's already weakened. I talked to the Polish president yesterday, and he thinks the Germans and France are starting to backdoor getting some, trying to go bypass the sanctions. You need pressure from an American president saying, know what you're up to.
What you need.
Knock it off.
Yeah,
this is your defense.
There is a vacuum of leadership in the free world today. And the hard truth is, if America's not leading the free world's not being led.
Right.
And Joe Biden, I mean, he's spending so much time kowtowing to China, sending one, you know, emissary after another to beg for meetings. Leave aside, I mean, Brian, it's incomprehensible. We worked so hard to bring hostages home during our administration. I was just with Pastor Andrew Brunson a couple of days ago at a faith and family conference in
Washington. Held against his will in Iran.
We got him. We got him out. We brought him home from Turkey, and but to pay $6 billion to the Iranian mullahs as essentially a ransom payment, to me, is just unconscionable, and it I think it undermines the safety of Americans traveling all over the world, and frankly, if I'm president of the United States, we'll never pay ransom for American hostages ever.
And if you want to be president, you got to do well in Iowa and then New Hampshire.
Yeah.
One thing we've been told, I've only been there a couple of times, but you basically are living there now, the evangelical vote matters a lot. It will decide who wins. It always has. Here's President Trump, who you work with side by side to help overturn Roe v. Wade, commenting on Sunday with Kristen Welker on what he would do as president when it comes to abortion.
Sign it at 15.
Are you talking about a complete ban?
A ban at 15 weeks.
Well, people are starting to think of 15 weeks. That seems to be a number that people are talking about right now.
Would you sign that?
I would sit down with both sides and I'd negotiate something. And we'll end up with peace on that issue for the first time in 52 years. I'm not going to say I would or I wouldn't. I mean, DeSantis is willing to sign a 5-week and 6-week ban.
Would you support that? You think that goes
too far? I think what
he
did is a terrible thing and a terrible mistake. But we'll come up with a number. But at the same time, Democrats won't be able to go out in 6 months, 7 months, 8 months and allow an abortion.
Your thought in the president's stance.
Well, you know me, Brian. I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. I've been a champion of the right to life from my days in Congress, my days as a governor, and couldn't be more proud that our administration appointed three of the justices that overturned Roe versus Wade. But I have to tell you that, you know, the president and I have had our differences. 2.5 years ago, we had a clash. But since then, I see the president walking away from a commitment to the right to life. I see him walking away from fiscal responsibility. I see him walking away from American leadership in the world. But what you hear there is to have the former president say that a heartbeat bill in Florida, or for that matter, the same bill that was passed in Georgia and Ohio and Iowa was a, quote, terrible mistake. I think it It just suggests to you that he is backing away from that cause. And
you know what he says? He sees 2022, and he saw the only reason you guys didn't have a red wave.
I know he said that.
Is because you don't believe that?
No, I don't believe that. I was out there. I traveled, good heavens, I traveled to 35 states in the 22 election cycle. Our candidates that were focused on the future did very well. Our candidates that were focused on the past, particularly the last election, did not fare very well. And I know the former president,
that was a bigger deal than Roe v. Wade.
He blamed election losses on overturning Roe v. Wade. Look, I think the right to life has been the animating core of the conservative movement for the last 50 years. And now more than ever, Republican voters, independents, and conservative Democrats want to know we're going to have a president in the White House who will be a champion. If I'm president of the United States, I'm going to fight for as strong a protections as we can in every state house in the country.
Right.
But a minimum
but let
national
the states
standard.
Make the decision?
Well,
or no.
Well, absolutely. The states will take the lead, but a minimum national standard of 15 weeks that says that once a child is able to experience pain
right.
in the womb, that we will not allow states like California, Illinois, or here in New York to
engage like Lindsey Graham
in late-term
right?
abortion. To me, it's a minimum standard. I want to go farther than that. I support legislation that goes farther than that. But for the president to not be willing to express support for that and, frankly, to right. criticize a six-week pro-life bill, I promise you, if I'm president of the United States, people will have a leader for life in the Oval Office.
Vice President, Mr. Vice President, people want to support your cause. Where do they go?
MikePence2024.com. We got people going there every day. You can read about our policies and also find a way to help us. MikePence2024.com.
Prediction for the debate?
Get ready to rumble.
You want to be challenged. I'm finding the best thing you can be is to be challenged.
Yeah, let's go.
1-800-VIVEK.
Let's go.
Mr. Vice President, thanks so much. And I look forward to seeing you on the channel. You're going to be on soon, right?
We are.
With Harris.
We are.
All right, got to let the Vice President go. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. BrianKilmeadeShow.com. You can get us on the stream and on Fox News.
Fall grilling is in full swing, and the grilling experts at Omaha Steaks are putting even more sizzle into your September. Head over to omahasteaks.com and type garden in the search bar for 50% off all steaks. September is now Steaktember with mouthwatering deals on all your favorite tender, juicy, extra-aged steaks. Plus, get two free 10-ounce bone-in New York strips with select packages like the Guaranteed Perfection Grill Pack, the perfect sampling of everything that makes Omaha Steaks unforgettable. Omaha Steaks offers endless possibilities, endless flavor and value on incredible entrees, scrumptious sides, decadent desserts, and more. And right now, during Steaktember, all mouthwatering Omaha steaks are 50% off and every bite 100% unconditionally guaranteed. Go to omahasteaks.com, type garden in the search bar for exclusive Steaktember packages and get those two free 10-ounce bone-in New York strips. Hurry, order today. This exclusive offer expires soon. Stay fired up for fall grilling with 50% off all steaks during the Steaktember event. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword garden.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
American Ironwork, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.